want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello.
Two words for all you DC listeners. Super Bowl. Thank you. And good afternoon. It's Monday, everybody, on the Best of Don and Mike. It's me, your old buddy Rob Spiewak. Great Best of show for you today. We got Joe's Book Club, Donnie's News Bag, Randy, Saucy Fun with Buzz and Levitra, also a phone scan, and we get started, Spotlight on Mike O'Mara. I think you're going to like this from March of this year. It's the Best of Don and Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't look at it like that, Buzz. Okay. It's nothing major.
All right.
Nothing major.
Okay, Mike.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
What's new today?
What's new?
What's new?
Nothing. I'm here.
What's new on this Monday, March 8th?
Well, you've already said rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
Yes. What else is new on this Monday, March 8th?
It's Rob's birthday.
Oh. You never let us down.
I know. Yeah, I forgot. Oh.
Good heaven. No.
Anyway.
I forgot.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
All over America, there were brackets with people wondering, betting on the fact if you would remember. Yeah. And your last drop-dead hint, I believe, happened on either Thursday or Friday's show.
I know, you're right.
When Rob just said his birthday was today.
And I didn't go to the money machine.
Oh, my. Oh, gosh.
He's checking his wallet.
But actually, that's not true.
See what he has.
Because I did go to the money machine today. With these lovely $20 bills.
But were those $20 bills for Rob?
No.
No.
He's just lucky because I happen to carry around a lot of cash.
Hold on,
I'd lie to you if we weren't working together for 20 years, but
you get some points for being honest.
I could lie. That moment that you just said, but at least I didn't have to be hit over the head with it.
No.
I did guess when you said what's special about today, and I do have what's going to make him happy. So even though I did technically forget his birthday
again,
won't all be well with the world when you leave the studio today? Technically, won't it be okay?
Yes.
To really make it perfect.
Yes.
I'll need a handmade birthday card.
And you know you will have that before the end of the show.
Yes, and you've got 4 hours.
But isn't that the way it's always been?
Yeah.
But I could lie and say that I specifically went to the money machine to get Rob the card.
No.
Didn't do that.
Wouldn't work.
Forgot. You know what it tells me?
What?
Always carry cash.
And you know what you've said for years?
Yes.
You're naked without cash.
I'm naked without cash. Okay. Yeah, but that would have been, you know, you would have seen right through that if I attempted to lie and say,
no.
Oh, I went to the money machine because I knew it was Rob's birthday.
No, because I knew you didn't know. Because I knew you didn't know as soon as I start saying today's day. Because then you would have said, aha.
Ah, it's Rob's birthday.
I had it on the back burner the whole time upstairs.
I know. And I played a practical joke on him, too, and that was, you know. You know, that's just...
Does it make
it
sweeter or more bitter?
It makes it more bitter.
Happy birthday, Rob.
It's the best birthday ever.
How old are you today?
I'm 62.
62? You don't look a day over 33.
How many is that in German?
No, actually, I'm 33, and I don't know how to count in German.
No, but how many in German? Never mind. How many in your past lives?
Oh.
How many in all of your past lives, how old are you now?
Well, back when I was Frau Spiewak, yeah, I'm 88.
88 years young.
I was only following instructions.
I know. And I know you go way beyond that.
Wink, wink.
Even past that. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, to you.
Happy birthday to Rob.
What a weekend, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's almost good that Frieda works now and is not able to call in as much. Although today is the day that I wish she would be able to. She's working, and I'll get to that in a second. I visited her. I visited her at her job yesterday, and felt like an 8-year-old going on on a field trip,
going into daddy's office.
Don't touch that,
for God's sakes. Here's how the weekend started, and this is why I was expecting some big ups from my wife, and I got medium ups. I didn't get what I was thinking. A couple of weeks ago, I said to her, and now keep in mind, I'm an artist. Look at these hands.
I know, they're dumb hands.
These hands could belong to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Those hands that looked like, seriously, you left work on Friday, came to work on Monday, and the entire time they've been soaking in a fancy dishwashing
liquid. I have girl hands.
Who does your nails?
I have girl hands. My mouth. I chew them.
Ah.
I chew them, and then the glaze is some sort of saliva mix that comes up. But here's the point. These hands have not done a day of true manual labor. I mean, even when I was a kid, you know, the closest would be working at a Burger Chef. That's it. Beyond that, while I have worked, all of my work has either been in radio.
Burger Chef, where you had quite the reputation as a troublemaker.
Or at the magic shop when I was a kid. But it's just been its radio. So,
but you learned a lot more than magic at that shop, didn't you?
Well, would you stop it? Would you stop it with the Al stuff?
Al,
who owned the Al's Magic Shop on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Little Donnie, we need some... Need some more.
Yeah, right.
And we need some more magic balls back here.
And Harv Moore would come down.
Hey, Donnie, I'm trying to try out this new trick. Get in the cabinet.
Watch. I say, no. Oh, you're hurting me. Oh, we have to hide the rabbit somewhere. Hey, you just wait. You're going to be a big part of this show.
Hey, little Donnie G, how about trying out some of your magic tricks up with me? Harv Moore, the morning mayor.
And me, Al.
Yes.
From Al's Magic Shop.
Pedal your stingray bicycle all the way down to Al's Magic Shop.
Hey, that's a banana seat, isn't it?
Yeah, is that an orange crate? Fantastic.
Step on inside. Are you thirsty, young man? You're interested in both radio and magic.
Harv Moore called me, the morning mayor. I'm Al at Al's Magic Shop. Said, this little boy needs a job at a magic shop.
Now, we have one rule. Either magic or radio. Shirts off.
Shirts off right now. Just wear a tuxedo jacket.
Well, the deal is this, that I say to my wife, because I'm not a Bob Vila guy, but she's just, you know, all the about, you know, this room that has to be painted.
Ah.
So, you know, here's a tape of her. This constant...
Giving you your instructions?
No, the droning just about the job that she knows not even to ask me about. This room, I've got to get this room painted. What am I going to do? So, I said to her a couple of weeks ago, you know, I could paint this room. And as it turns out, Saturday morning, she said to me, here's great news.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I have to go to work, and you're going to be at home all day, so I bought the paint, and go ahead, paint this room. And my first reaction was when I walked into this room, it's not a room that has four walls.
Mm-hmm.
I counted the walls. There's a hallway, and there's a closet. It has nine walls.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the walls have wood that has ridges, and there's wood behind the wood.
Very elaborate.
Yeah, so it's not like just slapping like a Trading Places thing. Mm-hmm. So my initial reaction when I actually bothered to look at the room, which, you know, I admit is in the house that I've lived in for 13 years, but never really looked at it, I said, well, Jesus. Wow, there's a lot of work here. There's a lot. Wow, I can't, like, bang this out in an hour.
Right.
And she said, you know what? Never mind. I'll call the guy. I'll just call the guy that does it. Never mind. And I said, no, you. I'm going to do this job. And she said, yeah, right, okay, I'll see you later. So, let's cut through about 6 hours of for me, the hardest work that I've ever done.
Tedious manual labor?
In my life.
Do a lot of prep work for that, or do you crawl up on the ladder and start painting?
No, I did the whole thing where you lay down the tape on the bottom and on the top, and you got to make sure the edges are, and you give it the one coat, and then you go over again to a second coat.
You did a second coat.
And then you touch it up, and then, you know, once it did one wall, I did another wall, then another wall, then you got the tricky stuff back there. So, she calls me up about halfway through the day, and I'm able to pick up the telephone, and I say, hello, yes, because I see it's her on caller ID. I want to give her the impression I'm busy working.
You are.
I say, yes. She said, oh, am I bothering you? I said, I'm trying to paint this room. And she said, oh, that's sweet.
And very clever voice.
And I said,
patronizing.
All right, I'll talk to you later. She said, okay, bye. So now, I'm in a mad sprint
to get
this room done before she gets home,
sure.
Keeping in mind that I'm really not sure what I'm doing. And one of the things that slowed me down in the beginning was, as it turns out, it's great because she says we're getting rid of the carpeting anyway, but I didn't throw down enough drop cloth.
Oh, no.
And at one point, I had one of those big, gigantic wheels. You know,
rollers?
One of those rollers. And I had a big, gigantic stick.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going up and down the wall on this thing, and like I got goggles on because spraying all over me because I'm going at such a fast rate. I mean, I'm splashing the paint on the wall, and it's not. It's coming at me at a fine mist,
right?
Okay? Yeah,
but
and probably coming on everything else around you.
I realize as I turn around that you can see the outline of where the newspaper was,
mm-hmm.
and then beyond that looks like a crime scene.
Oh, dear.
If there was pink blood, but,
oh dear, it was just, pink.
Yeah, pink.
You painted the wall pink.
Not my room.
Oh, okay.
Not my room.
All right, very good.
Not my call.
All right.
Not my call. Not my color. Not my color. But when you get past that, I thought I did a really fantastic job.
So pink doesn't show up that badly.
So she came home. Oh, it does on brown.
I'm kidding. It does. I mean, I would think it would show on everything splattered on.
So I bust my ass. She comes home from her job.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've timed this almost down to the nanosecond,
mm-hmm.
where the second coat is going on. And meanwhile, I'm walking up and downstairs. I'm just looking at this room like, I cannot effing believe this. Look at this. I have so low self-esteem in my ability to do anything manual.
And you've successfully painted the room.
I'm amazed that I've done it. Not only have I done it, I've done a hell of a job. And what I do is, now I'm going in the other rooms that we've hired guys to come in and paint, and I'm noticing, the lines on the ceiling are not as straight as the lines that I did. Hey, look, there are spots in this other room where things seem to be going not at a total symmetrical angle. Where things are...
You're Donnie the house painter.
I'm talented at this. I'm feeling good. She comes home. I come downstairs. And look at me. Like a working man. I'm covered with paint.
Right.
I'm dirty. I've got the smudges all over me. And I say, are you ready? Come on upstairs. So she comes upstairs. And I'll say for about 10 seconds, I got the reaction that I had been expecting.
Mm-hmm.
The reaction that was, like when you see someone on Trading Spaces.
Mm-hmm.
One of those shows.
The joy.
Like when, oh my God! But here's exactly where she lost me. She said, oh my God! I can't believe, this is so beautiful! Oh my God! I really picked out the right color! This color looks fantastic.
It was all about her.
Do you believe how... Meanwhile, I'm just slinking.
You're waiting like a dog to be petted.
It's like an ice cube that's melting. I'm standing there in front of her going, oh.
You want your doggy treat.
And it just... I guess I had it too built up in my mind.
That she was going to praise you?
That she was... And in her own way, she did. It was just... limited praising, and then it actually even started to backfire on me. I think it was yesterday morning when I mentioned, I guess on more than one occasion over the weekend, I had said, I guess you can't say I don't do anything around here anymore.
You were proud.
Yeah, and she said, yeah, nice job. And then I would say a while later, well, I don't think I'm going to be doing anything today because, well, after all, I did paint that entire room yesterday and did a pretty dandy job of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, yes, you did. Okay. Thank you. Let me say again, thank you.
Very clever, boys.
But it's just, it wasn't enough.
They do that, and I don't know why.
But now I know I can do it.
They buzz like women?
Women, wives, yes.
So
not the praise we're hoping for.
Right.
Anyway, there I am doing the work. But as it turns out, to be Frida's husband,
mm-hmm.
that's not where it ends. Because it's not enough.
Well, did you get any response at all?
No, I mean,
your job?
Don't get me wrong. She did say, oh, thank you. You know, you did a nice job.
Sure.
I'm so
happy.
But
it was more like, I picked out the perfect color.
Well, the exact quote when she walked in the room was, oh my God, this is beautiful. This is fantastic. This is great. Oh, I am so glad that I picked this pink.
There you go.
This looks great. And right there, that's where I went.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, anyway. But it's not like she didn't say, you know what, here's what I was expecting. I was expecting, because I had done this, that somehow on Saturday night, my wife would appear in front of me, semi-nude,
right,
wearing like an I Dream of Jeannie outfit and saying, you know, because you did this fabulous thing for me.
You come right over here,
come
Buster.
On, you know,
man.
Yeah, here you go. But nah, didn't happen.
Mm.
Sunday, And here's another thing I've been hearing for a couple of weeks, and not that she's wrong about this, but I've been hearing, when are you going to get a haircut? You know, you really need a haircut. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to get a haircut. When are you going to get a haircut? I'm going to get a haircut. Yesterday morning, as she's getting ready to leave for work Sunday, she said, wouldn't it be a good idea? Why don't you come down to where I work?
Right.
You've never come down to the place that I work at.
Why don't you just take your... Is this Sunday?
Sunday.
Why don't you take your Sunday and have a nice, emasculating experience?
So, I said, sure, I would love to. And I will see you there, and they will come to the place where you... I'll come to the place where you work, and...
This is my little boy, husband.
Hold on. Mike, you're reading my mind.
I feel it already.
You're reading my mind, because...
I really... I'm just on the whole situation.
Here's the thing. My mistake in this was, I went and got a haircut. Before I went down there. Because, again, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to please my master.
Sure. Were you wearing, like, a T-shirt with horizontal stripes, too?
No, I was dressed...
And sneakers?
Although, I'll tell you this. Because I'm going to where she works, I changed my clothes.
Right.
It's like when I went to get my haircut, I just had, like, a Packers sweatshirt on.
Right.
When I go to see her, I put on, the nice pants and hard shoes.
Yeah, You want to be the man.
And like, the,
you're funny.
A sweater. So I look like I'm a businessman, or whatever it is she wants me to be.
Uh-huh. Right. And you also want her coworkers to know you're the guy.
Yeah.
This is your woman who's working for fun.
As far as they... Well, no, now she's having her career.
Right.
And I'm all for that.
Right.
But, there's...
You want to be the man.
But, no, that's not where I'm coming from on this. I'm not coming to... I'd be... You guys stop it with the talking like Dr. Evil with the parentheses, the quotes.
Career job.
I'm cool with that. I swear I'm cool. And I don't have a problem... With that, I like going and meeting the people who have to deal with her. That's fine, because I want to meet people who deal with her and see if they have the same experiences as I do.
Sure.
So I'm going into this feeling pretty good and thinking, now I stopped and got my hair cut, I'm wearing nice clothes, I painted the thing, I'm coming all the way downtown.
Right.
NASCAR was on yesterday.
Yeah.
Hello, I don't know if anybody notices, but the race was in Las Vegas, which means out here on the East, it doesn't start till 2:30, baby.
Late race.
And my wife...
Nobody on the East Coast likes a late race.
My wife, she says you got to be downtown like at 4:15. So I'm there to watch the first lap of the first wreck, and then I'm gone. So I get down there, I walk into the place that she works, and I find where she is, and she says, oh, hi. And there are, let me see, I think three women and a couple of men,
right,
that work in this place. And she says, oh, come here. And I come over and I go, hi, honey. And she goes, hi. And now the people are there, and she's introducing me to people that she works with.
Mm-hmm.
This is my husband. I say, hi, nice to meet you. And she looks at me, she says, oh, and she touches my head. And she goes, you got a haircut. I said,
oh, no.
I said, yeah, I'm a big boy. I do that. And then she said, oh, did you go to the hair cuttery?
Oh, man.
And, as it turns out, I did go to the hair cuttery. And I'm not ashamed to say that
good
I went to the hair cuttery.
You just needed a quickie haircut?
Yeah, but the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, right there is the savings. This could be the same haircut
fine salon.
That the swishy guy would give.
Right, right. Swishy guy.
But it's a haircut. All I wanted was to look presentable,
right.
To go down there and pass this litmus test that I have
right.
with these people. And right away, I put in the position where she said, you've got, like you'd say to a five-year-old.
Oh, boy.
Like you'd say to a little five-year-old in his Buster Brown outfit, his little buckle shoes. You've got a haircut.
Were her coworkers surrounding her?
There was three of them, and yes, they were all standing. They're all little girls. And she said, did you go to hair cuttery? And this is where I make the fatal mistake. I said, no, I didn't. And she said, where'd you go? And she's saying this in front of other people.
I know.
This is not their business.
Right.
So I say...
She did that to you in front of the other waitresses?
Yeah. And I, greeters, Mike.
I'm sorry. The
greeters at Walmart.
Right.
So I say, no, I didn't go to hair cuttery because I'm reading this as a sign that I'm somehow, Forrest Gump-like because I went to hair cuttery to get a haircut. I said, no, I went to that other place. And she said, oh, that other place isn't open on Sundays. I said, no, I went to another place like that place. You don't know where it is, but I went to another place. And she said, okay, and then she walked me around and had me say hello to people. And then I said, what are you doing? What are you doing with me? She said, I'm showing you off. And I said, I don't want to be shown off. I just want to just chill out.
Is that the first time you were there?
Yeah.
First time I've been to her job. Did you approve of it?
Oh, yeah. And I didn't have to go. I knew it's a great job with great people. Right. I was thinking that the first time I would meet them would probably be in December.
Right.
Which would be the Christmas party.
Right.
I didn't think it would be in March. But I met them, and it was nice enough. And then she said to me, okay, now you have a couple of choices. You can either, again, talking to me like, fine. You can either go out on the street and walk around and wait for me to finish up, or you can just look around in here. And I said, well, I think I'll just look around in here, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. And I went to a little corner of this establishment.
Turn with your face facing the wall.
And just sat and waited until I realized that I was sitting right in front of a security camera, and there was probably some security guard at some bank looking at me, and then I started thinking, Have I done anything like pick my nose or anything like that? So I get
because
up.
We've enjoyed security cameras over the years.
And I don't think I have, but I pick myself up and I go over and I find her, and meanwhile the other people that work in this place, they're still trying to make conversation with me, because I guess this is what regular people do.
Right.
But maybe people got to understand this. I'm not equipped for this.
So you were feeling a little uncomfortable.
I'm equipped to come in and speak to millions over the radio. Mm-hmm. When it comes to one-on-one contact with people I don't know, I go into a shell.
Yeah, you're not an extrovert.
I go into a shell, and there
you're an incredible extrovert on the radio. That is the contradiction that is you.
And they are following me around, and they're being nice. But what I end up doing is hiding from all of the people that work with my wife, and I end up in the corner of this place where I'm positive no one's going to find me. And of course, one of them finds me and says, "Hey, what are you doing back here?"
Starts chatting.
Yeah, and that's his crime.
Making that miserable small talk.
that's
excruciating small talk you hate.
That's his crime. So we
well, look at you all by yourself.
We leave. We leave her work, and
you like the cookie.
She says, "We want to. You want to go to this restaurant? Let's go to this restaurant and have dinner." We go to the restaurant and we have dinner. This is just kind of the way I felt all weekend. That we get to this restaurant and the guy brings us
a Shirley Temple.
No. Listen, as it turns out, close. The guy brings us a menu with martinis.
Okay.
Now, I realize that they're like different flavored martinis.
It's a good start, right?
Yeah, but I see one of them is made with Grey Goose.
Wow.
And then whatever else they're throwing in, I don't know. So when the guy comes over, Frida orders her drink, and it turns out she orders the one with Grey Goose vodka.
Mm-hmm.
I say, I'll have the same thing. Frida says, and again, where I feel like a five-year-old, she holds up the menu. Now, the waiter's standing there, and she says, honey, are you sure you want that? They put blah, 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 blah in that. And I said, yeah, I'm aware of that. I can make my own choices. And she said, oh, okay.
Are you sure you don't want the menu with the pictures?
And then the waiter, instead of looking at me, looked at her as if to see if the drink order was complete.
And is it all right for him?
Yeah. So then the guy brings the drink over. And it's kind of fruity looking. It's like red, like a Cosmopolitan.
Uh-huh.
And
is it red like, kind of clear red, or is it red like foo-foo red?
Oh, it's no, it's red. It's manly red.
Manly red?
It's manly red.
Manly red, like just a tint of red.
Right, so I don't feel like a faggot drinking it, but the guy sits it down, and she says, is that what you were expecting? And I said, no, not at all. You don't get this about me. I said, I'm open to new things. I said, it has, as the element of the drink, Grey Goose.
There you go.
I said, so what can you add to Grey Goose? Pretty much I'll drink anything if it has Grey Goose in it.
We can order that off the menu, sir.
So she was amused by that. She was amused by the fact that happened. And
you have one or two?
And just one. Oh. Should have had two. Mm-hmm. Should have had two, because the last thing that happened to me last night was we were at this restaurant. There was a guy that was at the table next to us. He and his girlfriend, and because Frida and I had been discussing the FCC,
right,
and radio stuff, I know right away that it was very close quarters. I know the dude is listening to what we're saying, right? And I know, you know, I'm not sure that the guy is a listener of our show and likes us, dislikes us, but I'm pretty sure the guy's hip to what's going on, right? And he's given me the eye the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time. Now, this guy's looking up from this conversation with his lady to look at me. So Frida says, before we get ready to leave, she says, you get the check. I'm going to go to the ladies' room. I said, fantastic. So I'm waiting for the waiter to come by. Meanwhile, the guy at this table, and the table, Mike, is as close to me as you are to me right now.
Right.
It's very close quarters. The guy looks at me. So what I do is I pull out my cell phone. And because I'm never going to get caught in that situation, pretend to be on the phone and have it ring.
Right.
I turn it off. I turn off the phone. And I just bring it up to my ear and I go, hello? Because right away, I know the guy's not going, again.
He's not
going
to approach you and talk to you if you're on the phone.
Right. This is right, except the problem is, there's a line in the bathroom. So while I'm standing there pretending to be on the phone, Freddie comes around the corner and she goes, hey, who are you talking to? And she says it, like, real loud. Mm-hmm. And I say, business, honey, business, business.
Ah.
And she sits down and she goes, who are you talking to? I said, nobody. Look, my phone's not turned on. She said, what? I
said, that's a technique that's used by people all the time.
I tried to tell her. I said, it's a fake-out technique. I said, I'm positive that dude was going to talk to me about the FCC, and I didn't feel like talking to some guy about it, so I just picked up the phone and pretended to have a conversation.
Right.
She said, don't you think that's odd, that because you don't want to talk to people, that you have you pretend to talk to us? I said, no!
That's done by celebrities all over the world.
Not at all, and I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a schmuck.
But he probably recognized your voice, and he wanted to give you his 2 cents.
I think he did. So then she shook her head, and she just said, oh, what a weekend. She said, you know, everything's fine.
He's probably listening today. Probably the guy that was in the restaurant.
Hey, bug eyes, don't stare. Do me a favor.
Take a picture.
Be discreet if you're going to, you know, overhear stuff that's happening at other tables. So this whole weekend that I thought would do nothing but build me bonus points ended up, I'm not sure if I'm on the plus or the minus side.
It would sound to me like you're on the plus side.
I would think I got
to
be.
You went down to her place of employment?
I would think I got to be, except I lost a huge bet to her last night.
A bet?
A bet. I can do this in less than a minute. We got a break. We're coming. We're in the Georgetown part of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, before we watch The Sopranos tonight, we'll talk about that. Pretty good Sopranos, huh?
Outstanding.
So she says, before we watch The Sopranos, I want to get some popcorn. I said, oh, we're going to that yuppie place. They'll have it in there. I'll name the place. It's a place called Dean and DeLuca.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously, you want to buy a bottle of Sprite in there, it's $3. You know that everything that they sell in there is incredibly marked up.
But it's really good Sprite.
And here's the thing. This is a store where if you want to go in and buy a ham sandwich, you can't buy a ham sandwich.
Right.
But if you want imported Belgium cookies with Swiss cheese on top of them.
Especially gourmet foods.
And
right.
Guatemala, they have it.
You mean guacamole?
Or Guatemala, whatever. I mean, you know, whatever combination. This is one of those places.
We have lovely Swiss cheese cookies with Guatemala.
It's not just a grocery store. It's one of these places, you know, where the young urbanites go, oh, isn't this wonderful? Now, what young urbanite doesn't like popcorn? So I said to her, I said, hey, listen, I'll go in and get the popcorn right here at this store that is, you know.
You got any Jiffy Pop?
Well, she said, they don't have it in there. I said, oh, sure they do. She said, I've been in there. They don't have popcorn. I said, wait a minute. They sell every yuppie piece of crap food in the world, and they're wrapped up in their shiny wrappers.
Don't they have specialty popcorns?
They've got, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
And I finally ended up saying to her, I said, okay, you know that argument we had about money and that money you put in my account to go to Las Vegas? I said, I bet you, let's see if you got any balls. So is my wife. Let's see if you got any, don't leave that out. Let's see if you got any stones. I bet you that money, we're going to go in there and they have the popcorn.
Right.
She said, that's fine. You're on. Go ahead.
All right.
I go into the store.
Would you like some of our organic Haitian kernels?
I go into the store. I give it the once over.
It's delicious.
I go to the guy behind the counter. Say, hey, my man, popcorn.
Garçon.
He says, popcorn we do not have.
Oh, no.
And at this point,
that's a crime.
Frida's out of her mind happy.
I bet they had chips.
She's, oh yeah, of course they did not, but not popcorn. She's out of her mind happy, and I can't even find, like, one of these incredibly overpriced gift baskets
right.
that even has a small package
right.
of...
That would have covered it for you.
Well, no, as it turns out, it wouldn't have, because what she wanted was the kernels that she could pop.
Oh, the
so,
kind you could pop.
But even that, I said, I'm
they
sure...
They didn't even have, like, poppycock or anything
no,
like that?
No, they didn't have anything like that.
Huh.
So, you know, then as we're leaving this store, she says, well, have a good time in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh. And when you're in your hotel room, you could fire off a letter to Mr. Dean and Mr. DeLuca.
The double D's. I said, well, hey, listen, no. I want to have my money for Las Vegas. And then the whole weekend right there was crystallized that I am the 10-year-old boy.
Do you have any glistening Swiss maze mix?
That I, you know, the weekend ends with me standing on the street waiting for my car at the parking lot saying to my wife, please don't take that money. I didn't really mean that
oh,
bet.
No.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Oh, man.
But I'd say it was a good weekend.
Enjoy some of our Iowa brie-flavored popping corn.
Overall, it was a good weekend. And peppered in there, I didn't have time to get to my brother calling with his last-minute wedding jitters.
Oh, really? Getting cold feet?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good judgment on his part.
And here's
he's got that. Yeah, you know, it's always been my experience. If you have that, run with it. Listen to it. That'd be my advice to everybody.
Here's a question, and I said this to him, and I'll say this now on the radio to everybody. Do you think a man really is serious about getting married, or has given it serious thought? Do you think it's maybe a sign when in an email about getting married, if he's going to get married at a chapel,
mm-hmm.
and every time he writes the word chapel, he misspells it? Do you think that that's a sign? Is it a sign of stupidity, or is it simply a sign that that's a subconscious sign?
It's a sign, I hate to tell you this, and I like your brother, but it is a sign of stupidity.
Stupidity?
Ignorance.
Yeah.
Of the word. Yeah.
Well, thank you both for helping me.
Yeah.
Helping me clear that.
C-H-A-P-U-L.
C-H-A-P-L-E.
Ever with two P's?
Chab. And sometimes with two E's. C-H-A...
P-P-L-E?
P-P-L-E, yeah.
The Chappelle.
Yeah.
Like the funny comic.
Yeah, that's right.
Dave Chappelle.
The Chappelle Show.
The Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show. Well, we got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Tell me.
Well, Ross has agreed to let Shearson Lehman raise all the money he needs for the buyout.
Oh, Ross, that is so super.
It just seems right. You guys are like family.
Did you call Peter?
I'll call into him now.
Can he do it in 3 weeks? I'd love to spring this at the next board meeting.
Don't see why not.
Ross, could I pitch my firm to handle the PR for you, or am I being too piggy?
I was saving that for dessert.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Kiss your good lady for me. TBO, DAM, the best of Don and Mike Monday edition. Tis I, your old buddy Rob Spiewak, playing the tapes for you one more week. Don and Mike back 1 week from today. Really good stuff coming up yet. Have you ever heard the segment when Buzz takes Levitra? You will if you stick with the best of Don and Mike today. But first, all I got to say is Don is a super husband. Always. And we also sneak in a little game of It's All Relative. It's the best of Don and Mike. I'm the best of Don and Mike.
That's my wife, Bob, right now. Darling.
Hello, sweetheart.
Here she is. Now, we got a game coming up here, so I want to keep this brief.
Okay, but let me stop you. Are you trying to get the Husband of the Year award? You are already perfect in your own little way, but now you're venturing into new areas of great God.
Listen to this. Okay, now, how come I didn't get this in... Here's what I got, and I didn't say this to your face. I said it on the radio today. If you missed the early part of the show, you know I don't do anything. And I said to my wife, I would paint a room.
Mm-hmm.
And to anybody, that might just sound like a slug job, but mm-hmm. to me, it was like someone said, why not just build the Brooklyn Bridge?
Big deal.
So I painted the room.
And the carpet, too, I might add.
I mentioned that.
Yeah.
And when my wife came home, the reaction that she got, here's what I got. She said, oh, this is beautiful. This is so nice. I am so glad I picked this color. This color looks great.
I thought you could tell that I was, I said, this looks great. Oh, and the colors, it's a great job. I thought you knew that that was, the application was half of it, the reason okay. it looked great. I mean, the color, it didn't, the color looks nice, but you did such a nice job. I said, oh, this is beautiful. My feels of delight would have been payoff enough for you.
See, this is why we have to have these discussions on the radio, because
right.
sometimes
no,
in real life we don't.
We could have had this privately. You could have said.
What about yesterday when I came to see you at your job and you embarrassed me about my haircut?
You are so cute. You just didn't want to say you got to cut it haircuttery. Nobody cares.
You do. You and all your snob friends do.
They,
I mean,
you know what?
The way you said
so
it to
wrong.
Me.
And I was mentioning how shy you were and sweet, and people remarked on how nice you were. And I said, oh, he's so shy. And when one person said, you really didn't look like you wanted to be there. I said, he's just shy. Yeah. I said, and then I embarrassed him about his hair because he didn't want to say he got to cut his hair cuttery. And then the people all over say, well, I go to a barber. Well, I just go to this.
No, I'm standing there with these people you work with, and you look at me like I'm five, and you go, oh, look, you got your hair cut. Where'd you go? Like a retard, would you go, where did you go? Did you go to the hair cuttery?
Yeah, the bad part was you had, or the good part was that you had gone to the hair cuttery.
And it looked great, and you had no, and you should have been proud of that. Yes, I got it. I'm looking good. I told you how handsome you look, and I don't talk to you like you're five. I talk to you like I love you, which is the way talk to one of our dogs or, you know, a child.
I just have a question.
Yeah.
After having talked to you for about a minute here on the radio,
mm-hmm.
did you dial the wrong number? Is this my wife calling today?
You had just been such a great guy over the weekend. You have never talked to a contented wife, I guess. A happy wife. A wife that is, I was proud of my husband yesterday, and you even came in with the pink paint on your hands to show that you're a man around the house.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you'd rather me be crabby with you. You can go back to your old ways. That's easily enough arranged.
No, I just didn't know. I didn't get quite the over the top that I'm getting now here. That's all. But okay, so you're happy. So you're not mad. You don't think I'm five.
No, I talk to you like I love you.
Okay. Listen to that. She's filled with great love for you.
How about that? But now here's the question. Now, does that mean I have to do more work now?
Well, you can rest a little bit. There are other rooms, but I'm not lining you up. No, I'm not going to abuse you because you were good.
Okay, outstanding.
I'm not going to take advantage of you.
Is this let me just ask you one thing. Is this a trap? If I do good stuff and you seem to be happy, is it a trap?
You know, you just have no clue the way the world works. If you do good stuff and people become happy with you, you are just so unaccustomed to the role of good guy.
Yes, I am.
You don't know the reaction that this is the reaction you get.
Okay, well, how much good stuff do I have?
You give.
Let me tell you a hint. That's why people do good stuff. It makes them feel good, and they get appreciated. You should try it. It's a really pleasant way of life.
I don't know.
Think it over.
I don't know. You know, I guess you're right. All right, darling. Thank you. How was work today? How were those fine people I met yesterday?
It was fine. I like my work. It was fun.
Okay, good. Well,
that's
all I have. This is not a trap. You promise?
I come home happy every day, just like you do from your job.
All right, enough of that.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, love you. Well, there she goes. See, I guarantee, you know what happened? I get home tonight and she'll say, you embarrassed me on the radio. You talked about my friends at work. Why did you do that?
Now, I'd like to report on that. I think she is filled with great joy.
Seems I'll let
like
you know.
I mean, I think you're going to go home tonight and have a very good night. Sounds like it. And I laugh because I'll say that now and it won't happen.
It won't.
But I really...
I guarantee it
that
won't.
That was as positive as I think I've ever remembered her calling.
Well, you've been married 23 years. Consider this is the first thing I've ever done.
Is it really?
Well, I mean...
You've done other things.
But I've never...
It sounds to me, and this might scare you, but it sounds to me like maybe you need to become more handy. That seems to be what really gets her
going.
Doesn't she normally mock you, though, when you try to be handy? And
yes.
She didn't mock you.
I'm telling you, I did such a fantastic job of painting this room.
Except for the paint on the floor, and she didn't get fazed by that because you're replacing the carpet.
Right.
You found your niche.
Hey, Jen?
Yes?
Oh, here we go. We're ready to play. It's all relevant. I'm sorry.
Tonight, a warm meal, a kind word, and a bit of affection.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Sounds like it.
Here's what I already know. A warm meal is out of the question.
Mm. You're not getting that?
Well, it'll be microwave. Oh, microwaving.
I will scratch that off.
What was the second thing?
A kind word.
Possible.
And a bit of affection.
Not a chance.
All right.
Not a chance.
Okay.
Of that happening tonight. Just my guess.
Mm.
Just my guess. Maybe I'd be happy to give you the opposite report tomorrow. But I just think, and I'll tell you another reason. Do you have the Washington Post? Well, they've got today's Washington Post. I'm dumb enough to read the horoscope in the Washington Post. Everybody in the world is getting laid today except me.
Really?
According to the Post. Listen to this.
That's not right.
Hey, Jen, are you still there?
You told me
I am.
To read those.
Hold on, darling. Buzz, I read them just for fun.
Okay.
Listen, for instance, if you're a Libra. And whispers lead to loving encounters tonight.
Ooh,
plan to go to bed early, but don't expect to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpio, the going is hot and heavy today on several levels. Your passions are stirred up.
Wow.
Let me see. Leo, the sexual change in the air means you should plan on a passionate night with someone you love.
Man, you're right about this. Everybody's getting some. Huh.
Virgo, here's me.
Uh-huh.
Tensions that have been building up the last few days can be relieved by sharing your innermost thoughts with that special someone.
Well, that's good, too. Okay. What's mine? What's Cancer? What is mine?
Early in the day, you will get a call from the health department.
Stop it! Stop!
You know, I can't react.
Here,
I can't react because you're going
to
do it more because I react to it.
Early in the day, now, Mike, even yours says you're going to get laid. Listen to this.
I'm not, though.
Early in the day, you may feel that you're the target of unfair criticism.
Yeah.
But that's like every day for you.
Mm-hmm.
As the day unfolds, your spirit should perk up. Be ready to relieve the pressures of the day by snuggling with someone you care about and trust.
I will do that, but it's not a sexual thing.
I know it's with your daughter.
I got my kids tonight, but that's absolutely just so that's accurate.
Sweet.
Which would mean that all the other ones that you read that do sound like
what's
going on.
So what?
But maybe your thing doesn't say you won't get any.
But Geraldine Saunders in today's horoscope is saying everybody's getting laid except Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
And today is Rob's birthday.
Right.
And it's always interesting to read that thing, if March 8th is your birthday.
Uh-huh.
If March 8th is your birthday, the revolution is coming.
The best news he could hear.
This will be the best.
The revolution is coming.
Very good.
Jen?
Yeah.
Jen. Oh, you're totally Jen, and you're ready to play It's All Relative for $100. Jen, where are you calling us from?
Buffalo, New York.
Right on, WBUF. Jen, who are we going to be calling in this game? Which one of your relatives?
I'm my Aunt Cindy.
Your who, Cindy? Cindy? Is it?
Yeah.
Aunt Cindy?
Aunt Cindy.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to be calling Aunt Cindy. We'll ask her three questions. You get all three right. She matches your answers. You win $100.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to add that I am a Virgo also.
Oh,
have fun.
Don't plan on getting laid.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you painted a room, don't plan on getting laid. Here we go. The revolution is coming. Now, keep in mind that, you know, the questions can't be exactly like they used to be, but still, we can ask plenty of good ones.
Sure.
Of all the members in your family, first names only, who has the biggest problem? Of all the people in your family, rather, not friends, people in your family, first names only, who has the biggest problems with drug or alcohol?
Ronnie.
Who is that?
My Uncle Ronnie.
Uncle Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Uncle Ronnie.
Right.
Mike.
She might call him Tiger, because that's what we call him.
Tiger.
All right, we'll put that in parentheses. Tiger.
Hey, just so we know, is it drug, alcohol, or all of the above?
Maybe all of the above.
All of the above. Beautiful. Mike.
All right, Jen, in your family, of all your family members, male or female, who do you find most attractive?
In my family?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who's the most
attractive? I'm going to have to say... Sarah.
Oh,
Sarah.
Sarah.
Hey, with a crazy bicoastal thing happening. Nutty like that.
Very interesting.
And if it was okay legally, no ramifications, no jail time, no Martha Stewart time, if you could legally kill any member of your family, who would you kill?
Martha.
Melissa.
Martha.
Oh, is it Martha or Melissa? I'm sorry.
Martha.
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 No, Melissa.
Which?
Hold on.
Ken, do you have some... I mean, I'm having trouble understanding you.
I heard Melissa and then... which is it, Martha or Melissa?
Melissa.
Melissa. And why would you kill her? If you could.
I'd like not to say those reasons.
Okay, hold on, Jen. Let's give your Aunt Carol a call here.
It's relative takes the marbles out of the mouth.
You got a number there, Robbie?
Aunt Cindy.
Okay.
What
did I say, Carol? Right. It's Aunt Cindy.
Who's the one with the most alcohol?
Where are you, Robbie?
And who's the one you find most
famous?
So the answer is...
Ronnie, who is otherwise known as Tiger.
Tiger, he's drug and alcohol.
She's most attracted to Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah, of course. And she would kill Melissa if she had the opportunity and there were no consequences.
I love that.
You know, you did that one a while back, and even when we were doing the other show...
Hey, Cindy there, please.
That was my favorite. Melissa.
Who's speaking?
Aunt Cindy.
This is John.
Is he related? Ask him
John
if he's related
to Jen. To Jen. Do you have a niece named Jen?
Who lives in Buffalo?
She lives in Buffalo. We're playing a radio game with Jen, and in order for her to claim her prize, we need you to come on the air with us. Will you come on the radio for a moment?
All right, good. So this would be, maybe it's the uncle.
Okay.
I want to say if it's the uncle, that maybe she gets 2 out of 3, she gets the money.
Yeah, but if the uncle's name is Ronnie, we got trouble.
Hi, Cindy. We have your niece Jen on the phone with us.
Aunt Cindy's coming to the phone now.
We got it.
Okay, when you hear voices, you'll be
okay.
In there.
Thank you, Robbie. Here we go. All right, everybody, here is Aunt Cindy. Aunt Cindy.
Hey, Aunt Cindy.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to our radio show. We have your niece, Mom Jen, on the line with us. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hi,
Hi
there.
Jennifer. Hi.
So we asked, Aunt Cindy, we asked Jennifer 3 questions about your family.
Okay.
And she's got a chance to win some money if your answers match up.
Okay.
Of everybody in your family, this game is called It's All Relative.
It's All Relative. Okay.
We do this game as a public service to help families come together. of all the people in your family, who do you think has the biggest problem with drugs or alcohol?
This will bring you together, Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
A party?
Go ahead. Just answer the question, please.
We're just healing.
What station is this, anyways?
This is the Satan station.
It's the what?
Satan station.
So, Cindy, Jen, answer this question. If you match it, you can help her out here. Who is the family member with the biggest problem with drugs or alcohol?
I would have to say that would be her uncle.
And who would that be?
Who is that?
No last name.
I would say we'll go with a code name as Tiger.
Tiger!
Yeah.
Tiger is the winner.
Tiger is the winner.
That's pretty good. I'll tell you right now that you've already won a $50 gift certificate to Applebee's.
Okay. Yay!
You don't have to settle for fast food. Applebee's Carside now, ready to go at your neighborhood Applebee's.
All right, Cindy, you ready for question number 2?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay,
there are 3 questions on Cindy.
And Cindy, listen carefully if you can.
Okay.
All right? Question number 2. Who is the family member, male or female, that you feel, and obviously Jen feels, is most attractive?
Is most what?
Attractive.
Attractive. Attractive. The prettiest, the more handsome.
I would have to say that would be herself.
That would be Jen.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. She said lovely Sarah is the most attractive.
Oh.
What's that? That's kind of a non-committal. Oh.
Oh, well, Jennifer's really into herself, too, so.
Oh,
Jennifer is
meow.
How into herself is Jennifer?
Very into herself.
Is she shallow, self-centered?
No.
No, that was Jen that answered. Cindy, how do you feel about that?
About what?
About whether she's
shallow and self-centered and like you, maybe a little stupid.
No, I don't think she's shallow and self-centered. I just think she thinks she's hot.
Well, I guess that's... is Jen hot, Cindy?
Yes, she's hot.
Okay. Hot as hot.
Hot as July, Mike. Is Sarah hot?
Sarah's hot, too.
Okay.
How about Tiger?
All her sisters are hot.
How about Tiger the druggie and the boozy? Is he hot?
Well, that's my brother, so that's kind of gross.
All right, last question.
All right.
Yes. Last question. What the hell? We're up on the guns. I spent so much time with my wife. You get this one right, we'll give you the $100.
All right.
If it was absolutely legal with no ramifications, no jail time, no nothing. If you could kill anybody in your family.
If Jen could kill anybody.
If Jen could kill anybody and get away with it. You know, absolutely no jail time, nothing. You just kill somebody and get away with it. Who would Jen kill in your family?
Oh, my God. That would be... Jennifer,
you know this one.
What?
You know this
one. Hey, Jen. Pipe down, Jen.
If Jennifer could kill anybody in the family, who would it be? I was going to have to say my brother's future ex-wife.
What's her name?
Tracy?
No.
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 Based on this conversation, I would have picked you.
Yes, I would too.
But no, as a matter of fact, Jen said if she could kill anybody, she would kill Melissa.
Melissa? Jennifer?
Now, why, Jennifer, why would you want to kill Melissa?
And I don't like her.
And is it
sick.
Is it your sister, Jen?
Yes, it's the oldest.
The oldest, your older sister.
And who's the girl that Aunt Cindy thought you wanted to marry or kill? It was Sarah.
From my uncle's ex-wife.
You are a modern American family.
Is that Ronnie? Is that Ronnie's ex-wife?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Cindy, see, that's who you want to kill.
No, I don't.
No, yes, Cindy, you do want to kill Tiger. No, Tracy.
No.
Cindy wants to kill Tracy because it's the ex-wife of Cindy's husband, right?
Not my husband.
Hold on, this family is impossible to communicate with.
Aunt Cindy is talking about she'd like to kill the wife of the guy who's the boozer and the alcoholic, right?
Yeah.
And the pill popper.
The ex-wife.
The ex-wife of Tiger.
Right.
And why did she do Tiger wrong, Cindy?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And what about sweet Melissa?
She just doesn't fit the family picture. Melissa's not into herself, and she's not self-centered, and she doesn't think she's hot, and she studies all the time, and she's a good kid.
So that's why you...
Wow, you
she's
just...
She's not a partier
or
anything like that, so that's why she's the outcast of the family.
Cindy, you just dissed Jen, didn't you?
Yeah, I always diss Jen. Jen knows what Aunt Cindy feels about her.
Oh, what do you...
Wow.
What do you think about her, Aunt Cindy?
What do I think about her?
About Jen, yeah.
Oh, I love her to death. I wouldn't change a thing about her.
Sounds like
right.
Intel, yeah.
Okay, congratulations.
For winning nothing?
No, oh, hold on. No, certainly not nothing. Certainly not nothing.
What a lovely woman.
Everyone. If you were here, this is very out of character for me, your prize would be a sharp backhand across your head like Bernie Mac does to his kids. There was a scene last night. I do love me the Bernie Mac.
Sure.
He is so freaking funny. At one point, he walks into the kids' room last night, and the kids are doing something. The kids said something stupid. And he just goes, would you stop with that? He does this thing. He just goes,
wow.
Right on the side of the kid's head.
Corporal punishment on network television.
No, but you know what it is? It's a loving tap.
Yeah, it's a love tap, right.
That's what I do. I give you a love tap. Honey, Aunt Cindy?
Yeah?
You like Applebee's?
Yes, love Applebee's.
There. You both, each of you get the $50 gift certificate to Applebee's. So each of you get $50 worth of stuff at Applebee's.
If you go together, that's $100 worth of cheese sticks.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for playing. It's all dysfunctional.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, Jen. I agree,
bye.
And I believe that name change is in order.
I like Cindy.
We love her because she doesn't study and she parties, and I hate her and I love her. And here's that.
Whatever.
They were nice.
That's an unexpected bonus on a little game like that, isn't it?
What's Aunt Cindy special? It's all dysfunctional.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think that ought to be the regular name of the game.
I don't blame Tiger for drinking.
I don't either. Nor do I.
I. Tiger's my man.
Yeah.
And frankly, I think Sarah is hot.
Yep.
Oh, God.
And I don't think Melissa deserves to die.
No, not at all.
I think Tiger's wife deserves to die.
And Tracy, I'd just like to meet her.
Yeah.
I really would.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, if you want to change your image, you got to get your face out there. Oh, on the radio.
That's it, the radio. Go on the most popular program of the day. I assume that's still Don McNeil and his Breakfast Club.
The Don and Mike Show.
You have a
haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The Best of Don and Mike.
You got the Best of Don and Mike on a good-looking Monday afternoon and feel-good music from the Swingin' Medallion. That Dan chose this. If you're tuning in to hear how we did on our fantasy football first weekend, I don't want to spoil it. Make sure you tune in. How about this, though? I won. Bethann, not so much. Okay, so moving on with the Best of Don and Mike. That's exciting, isn't it? A little while back, this lady named Kara Sutton, if I remember right, she won a contest, and they shot her into outer space. This is interplanetary nuttiness, and it's all for you on the Best of Don and Mike.
Joining us now live is Kara Sutton, and she's going into space tomorrow.
Wow.
She's in Russia right now. Kara?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, honey. Thank you for joining us. It's like crazy late night in Russia, right?
It's just after midnight here.
I would imagine you're not sleeping much anyway, right?
Well, we got in this morning, so I am a little jet lagged, but
so
it's
you're
okay.
You're in Russia now. How long, how many hours until your rocket takes off?
I think around noon tomorrow.
Aye, aye, aye.
So,
noon tomorrow.
12 hours.
And you're just doing one shot up there and a little orbit and then coming right back down, right?
That's my understanding.
That's your understanding?
Wow.
They haven't given you any
details. Hey, I'm
not
flying the thing. I'm going where he takes me.
Did you have to go to... I remember when my son was younger. Remember that time?
You went to space camp?
He and I went to space camp.
Right.
Did you have to go to any kind of, like, training camp or space camp? Or are the Russians, just because you're a contest winner, just putting you in the suit and sending you up there?
Well, Mom measured me for the suit, and tomorrow I have my ejector seat training.
Okay.
So I think that's about it.
You're kidding.
Wait, you're going to have your ejector seat training a few minutes before you take off?
Well, I think it's about an hour, but yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
So it's like skydiving at a resort.
Wow. Let me point out, if you're wondering, Kara will be blasting off in a MiG-25 rocket, M-I-G, MiG-25 rocket, and she's going to spend... Now, how long? Like an hour or something like 40 minutes, 50 minutes up in space?
I think it's something like half an hour, 40 minutes, something like that.
40 minutes in space. Have you thought about what happens if you get sick?
Well, you know, I work in an emergency room, so vomit is really not that big a deal to me.
You can
I'd really be disappointed if I passed out and missed it, but, you know.
And then you're going to, what, splash down somewhere?
No, a MiG-25 is actually, it's a fighter jet.
Oh, so it's a jet, a MiG, okay.
It's not a rocket.
Oh, I thought it was a rocket.
But hold on, but
no.
It says, though, that you're going to fly to Moscow to get to the rocket.
Well.
So it's only a plane, it's not a rocket.
Oh, I think it's fixed. Kara, this isn't a big deal.
Are you blasting off into space, or are you going on a real fast plane?
It is a plane that goes up above 95% of the Earth's atmosphere.
Wow.
So you're a ways up there.
How many feet will you be? How many feet up there will you?
I believe it's 85,000.
85,000. That's pretty high.
That's pretty
high. I'm not playing at the count each one, though.
Golly. Okay, then if you're in a plane, how many people... See, I was thinking, like, you know, Apollo stuff.
Yeah, that you'd, like, go up in a rocket and then splash down in the sea.
Me too.
Will it be dark up there like space?
I would think so. If you call me tomorrow, I'll let you know.
Okay. I say, if you get all the way up there and it's, like, nice and sunny... So you got ripped
palm
off.
Trees and stuff. Yeah,
I would say really you got to see stars, or you know, to heck with it. Really,
do you get to wear a real astronaut suit?
Well, what I understand, it's the G suit. It reduces the G forces that I feel on my body since as you pointed out, I'm not a trained astronaut. So,
do you know if this is going to be one of those new MiGs, or is it going to be one of those things that they had around in the old Soviet Union days?
My understanding is that it may be a little retro.
Kara, have you done a lot of research on this before they hurl you up into 85,000 feet?
Yeah, who am I to say? But, you know, quality is not exactly job one in Russia, especially back in the day.
Do you have a good life insurance policy?
Well, it's Space Adventures is the company that does this. I won the trip through TravelersAdvantage.com. I entered the contest there. And Space Adventures has been doing this for a number of years now, and they're, I'm pretty comfortable with them. I really am. So. Hey, like I said, I work in an emergency room. There are plenty of ways to bite it on the ground. So.
Oh, God.
Do you have any contacts with Space Adventures? Have they treated you well so far?
They've been great. This is I don't think I'll ever travel this well ever again.
Now, how did they get you over to Russia? Did you fly first class over to Russia?
Oh, Coach. But they flew me nonstop.
Holy Coach.
Wow.
Holy Coach.
Nonstop's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
No, nonstop is very good.
Well, what airline did you fly over there?
Delta.
Delta.
So it wasn't a hot air balloon. I actually flew on an airplane.
There was a real airplane. Nobody had to bicycle or anything.
Listen, seriously, you know, we're playing sound effects and stuff, but what happens being is, you know, it is built by moose and squirrel and, you know, it was back in the day. God forbid what happens if this would be like your last interview that you did. I mean, have you?
We don't want.
Boy, that would be pretty disappointing for me. I gotta say,
we'd be sad for a while too. It'd be a drag.
No, seriously, have you thought about like any? When I went skydiving, I thought anything could go wrong. Of course, I was skydiving with Americans, not with Russians. But I was skydiving, and I thought, well, anything could go wrong. I could die.
Yeah.
You have to realize that you're going up in a not a rocket. You're going up in a plane, but anything could happen, right?
Sure.
Aye, aye, aye.
But I'm telling you, anything can happen on the ground too. Yeah. So.
What did they have they briefed you yet on what's going to happen?
Well, tomorrow is a fairly busy day for me. I mean, I just got the itinerary, and that's I'm showing up for my ejector seat training. That is
again,
the most I can do to ensure my safety.
Again,
so.
Not the best. You know, I would have to say, not the best sign if they're sending you up tomorrow. Here's a question, Kara. Do the people of Moscow treat you as an enemy?
No, not at all. Actually, today was International Women's Day here in Russia. So I was given a flower.
Kara, I you know, we've just met, and you seem like a very, very nice person. And I just have one piece of advice. Before you get into the back of that plane, the guy
at the front.
The front.
It's
oh, that's
the
right.
Front.
The front. Before you get into the front of the plane, will you smell the guy's breath? That's flying the plane. You know, they drink a lot of vodka over there.
Yeah, but do you really want to take the man's vodka away before he flies?
I don't know, Kara. You're the one that's going to be in the plane.
You know what?
You're brave. I'll
darling,
tell you that.
I think you may be. Too bad for you. I'm off the market. But I may have found a soulmate here. I may have found a woman who
I think she shares your death wish.
A woman who treats life as casually as I do, perhaps even more so. I mean, darling.
Oh, it's not so. It's not so at all.
It is. So
you're flying to the edge of space. It says the place where the blackness of space meets the atmosphere.
Yep.
That's got to be pretty hinky.
Did you win any money?
Nope, no cash. Really? No cash. Just, you know. Just an experience that I never expected my life to contain.
Will they have a videotape camera inside the plane?
Yes, that's my understanding as well. So.
That's your understanding.
Do you feel the Sopranos are your friends?
I'm sorry?
Oh, that's an inside joke. Don't worry.
Do you know that because you're in Russia, you're going to go up into space, you missed the Sopranos last night?
Well,
it
honestly, I don't have HBO. So.
You don't have HBO.
Wow.
Sorry.
They don't even have you in a hotel with HBO. Ouch.
I
just got here this morning, so.
How's the hotel?
We're at the Marriott Grand. It's
nice.
it's pretty plush.
Well, that's great. It's completely Americanized over there now, isn't it?
So tomorrow when you go up into space, you will, now I want to say
this
correctly. When you go to the edge, when you go to the edge of space, the
I'm
border.
Just going to go to the edge and peek over.
So it's going to be rimming. You're just going
to
be
rimming the top of the earth.
Just going up to the top of the edge, going right around the top of that toilet bowl.
I'd like to talk to her before, you know, after she comes back.
Yes, please.
If she comes back.
If she comes back.
I appreciate your optimism, gentlemen.
If it's valued at more than 16 grand, I'd be curious to know what the experience is like. You know, I mean,
is that what the trip is worth? 16
it's
grand?
Valued at more than $16,500. And I'd like to know how much of that the pilot's getting.
Do you feel like the female Lance Bass?
Well, you know, I don't have quite as much rhythm as he does. I'm I'm pretty white.
Has space exploration always been your thing? Have you always been interested in it?
Well, you know, I grew up in the same era that space shuttle was still something where we stopped class to watch the space shuttle launch.
Right. All right, let's see where your head's at. Are you Star Trek Captain Kirk, Star Trek Captain Picard, Star Trek Voyager, or Deep Space Nine? Or the current incarnation Enterprise?
I guess I would be more of a Picard.
Picard.
Good choice.
That bodes well.
Best choice.
That bodes well for you.
There you go.
I'm glad to know that.
When you're up there, will you ever say anything like, make it so? Number one?
You know, I've gotten a lot of suggestions for things that I should say while I'm up there.
Hey, yeah, now listen, seriously, have any of the Star Trek idiots come to you to say you should wear, like, the pin or do the live long? Have any of those nuts come to you?
No, I think I've managed to maintain relatively anonymous up until this very moment. So, maybe in the future.
In Star Wars, here's a trivia question for you. In Star Wars, where was the cantina located?
I always get this one wrong.
I know the answer to this.
Well, then I'm going to phone a friend. Come on.
Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Who was the first man on the moon?
First man on the moon, Neil Armstrong.
Mm. Who had the song, Man on the Moon? What band?
R.E.M.
Wow.
Hey, she's qualified.
She's ready. You're good enough to go into space, honey.
I dubbed Kara qualified to go into space.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm so glad I could get this pre-flight training with you guys. That was very helpful.
You're bright guys, Kara.
Well, good luck. If anything happens, let's let it be known that the last live interview that Kara Sutton gave was on this day on the Don and Mike Show. Mm-hmm. And we say Godspeed to you, Tara.
Kara, get the name right. Kara. That might be your last interview.
Kara, we say Godspeed.
Thank you so much, guys.
Will you be knocking one back or taking any kind of narcotic before you go into space?
No, I think I really want to be fully present for that.
Have you seen the movie The Right Stuff?
Not recently.
Do you recall the scene when he says Gordo?
Yeah.
Gordo, what happens if you get up there and you have to go? You know, that commercial.
I'm an emergency medical professional. We have bladders like camels.
Yeah, you know, if she's worse in an emergency room, then she's
yeah,
ready.
But
she
still
can handle anything.
Yeah, but she's, listen, you could have a guy whose brains are smashed 8,000 different ways coming and go, oh, this is awful. But then, hold on a second, your whole stomach goes all the way down to your feet and you're going up in space.
I want to talk to her after she does this. I think she's going to handle it. She strikes me as a very brave lady.
All right.
Well, I appreciate that.
Is she still on the phone?
Yes.
I'm here.
Perhaps I should mute the microphones for my next statement.
No, no.
If anybody would like to bet on the odds that she makes it.
Well, we could do that after she gets off the line. That wouldn't traumatize her too much. Can I ask you a question, Kara?
Nothing stopped you so far.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
There you go. Yeah.
The celebrity I most resemble.
Yes, please don't answer a question with a question.
Oh, good Lord. Unfortunately, I've been told that I look like Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake?
Is that now before or after Ricky Lake?
Slightly slimmer.
Slightly slimmer.
All right.
Well, she's pretty attractive.
Definitely post-hairspray.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay.
All right. See, Ricky Lake's a cute girl.
And you sound like you got a lot of guts.
And good luck. I mean, we mean that. We mean that. And it's been nice knowing you.
Yeah, and just, you know, it will be kind of silly. And I'm not trying to freak you out here, Kara, but, I mean, the fact is that if anything happens, technically, you won your
episode.
Well, I'm kidding, of course. No, I mean, you're going to have a great time.
May we call you?
I'm quite sure I am.
May we call you in 24 hours?
In 24 hours.
Yeah, just, I mean, or when this thing's, like, the day after this thing's over.
Love to know how it went. I'm sorry, I meant 48 hours.
48 hours.
Sure, that'd be fine.
And great. It just, you know, nothing's going to happen, but is there a famine contact?
I think Rob, your guy off air, should know how to get me.
Okay, very good, Kara.
All right, hold on just a second. Let me see if I can just, I want to do something for you here.
Yeah, we want to do a little something for you.
You give me just a second.
Because you seem very nice, Kara. We're very impressed with you.
We want to wish
you. I accept cash.
Hold on.
Hardworking person in an ER.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Won this contest to go over to Russia and fly to the edge of space.
Mm-hmm.
85,000 feet above the Earth's surface.
A lot of courage, too.
Beth, I've got Rocket Man.
You got a song. Don is picking out a song for you, Kara.
I see Rocket Man, but she's not a Rocket Man. She's a Rocket Girl.
Jet Airliner.
Are you taking any mementos with you up there?
No, honestly, the experience is mine, and okay. I'm really excited. Just, I'm not going to try to dress it up with too much extra stuff.
Okay.
So.
Right.
Do you plan on parlaying this into celebrity status? Commercial.
Well, I don't know. I think my 15 minutes expired about 3 minutes ago. So.
I would agree.
We're looking for anything here that can help. See, we're trying to find a song to send
that would
you
be appropriate
off
for Kara.
And I'm looking here and I see. Well, no, Rob, I don't want Go All the Way.
Well, she's going all the way to space.
Give me a sec. For goodness sakes. You know, we have 8,000 records here spanning the last 30 years. Where's a song about a nice...
And apparently four CDs on the counter.
Nice accidental death. Don't we have that? Don't we have, Last Kiss? Don't we have that?
Kara, we're not traumatizing you, are we?
All right, here you go.
No, I'm pretty comfortable.
You're pretty comfortable. You're also
Kara,
pretty brave.
I think you're going to like
Don has found a song for
this
you.
This is rather uplifting, I think.
Yeah, good.
Other than,
did you get it? Uplifting?
Taking me away from my original thought.
I was right there with the uplifting.
Here we go. Yeah, baby. I want to send this out. A long-distance dedication. It's Kenny Loggins. Danger Zone. Send this one out. Send this one out to the late Kara Sutton. 424.
You know that one, the right, not the right stuff, what was this movie?
It's Top Gun.
Top Gun. Top Gun.
Right, so here you go. Here. Highway to the Danger Zone.
American introduction to the MiG.
There you go.
Yeah,
Top Gun right there.
Well, that's right.
You are really a wonderful sport. Thank you for letting us play the sound effects and playing the songs. We really do hope that everything is okay.
I wouldn't mind talking to her, seriously, after she comes back.
That'd be great.
Yeah, give us a call. Give us a call and just let us know that you're okay.
Or we can call you.
Kara, it was a pleasure. Good luck.
Please absolutely.
Get off the telephone. Go get some sleep. You got a big day tomorrow. And remember,
thank you. Yes, I do.
And remember that old thing that every day is the first day of the rest of your life.
Very good, yeah.
Another thing is saying, live every day because you never know. One day you might go up in a Russian rocket and then...
You never know.
You might be all over.
Kara, don't waste some sleep and go out and party. Have some Russian rocket. Take care of yourself, Kara.
Great talking
thank
to you.
Thank you.
There she
nice
is, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The late Kara Sutton.
She's very brave.
That's Kara Sutton. Who
so put upon.
Approximately 11 hours, 34 minutes to live.
It's just my opinion, but isn't that whole country right now a little rusty?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Fine.
And you're talking about using a plane that's... And first of all,
a plane that was probably flown regularly back in the 1980s.
Retro.
And, said, Mike, the thing that we got...
Take it up to 85,000 feet, see how it handles things.
We got this from... come on for this interview from spaceadventures.com. And they write to us that she's going to be on a rocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. They said rocket right here in the thing.
Well, she's on a plane and
in a MiG-25 rocket.
Good luck, Kara tomorrow. Maybe she'll give us.
It'll be fine.
Do you think really for the people that pay for this that they get over there and they don't know until they're walking up to the plane that it's not a rocket?
And you think you're going to be getting one of those jobbers that's straight up and down,
right?
And that you have to take that elevator up to the top floor like an Apollo 13?
This will be fine, like sailing to Haiti in an Oldsmobile.
You got Haiti on the brain, don't you?
I love Haiti. That's a funny place.
Sure.
We're big in Haiti.
Oh, number one in Haiti.
Westwood One. Westwood One has just cleared four or five affiliates for this show in Haiti.
Things are doing well with Haiti and no FCC regulations in Haiti.
Good afternoon, Port-au-Prince. Hey, what is happening, looters? Right on. Remember, if you're not looting, you're not trying. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Use limits.
The fish smell are embarrassed.
Oh. I thought maybe it was for some other reasons, but I didn't understand. I even went to a supermarket to look at lemons.
It's just to get the smell off. It's nothing weird. What do you do when you watch me?
I look at you. You take off your blouse, then you're in the water. perfume when you put it on the sink. And you slice the lemon.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Okay, this is the part where I have to talk because Rob is making me talk. Except it's not hard pushing all the buttons, but I'm trying.
You're doing fine.
And he's cutting lemons as I'm talking.
You know, Beth Ann.
He's taking off his shirt.
Yesterday I went to the supermarket.
I know.
Just to look at lemons.
Now,
baby.
You know, Don and Mike, you know what's great? Their phone scans, you know,
yes.
They are. They can, like, touch on anything. This one in particular starts, a rabbi gives them a call, then they start talking about the FCC. And this was even before O'Meara's was open.
Wow.
So people call about that. Mike is making plans for the Look Around Cafe.
It's not a segment. It's a history lesson. Let's hear it.
It is the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hello, fellas. How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Wonderful. This is the rabbi from Baltimore. I won the iPod a few weeks ago.
How you doing, Rabbi?
I'm doing very well. I wanted to call and thank you guys. It was such a gracious gift. And, Rob, I wanted to tell you a very happy birthday.
Thank you. We got your letter, and it's very, very funny. We filed away your quiz. We will use that someday.
Oh, yes. Well, Rob, I wanted to tell you, you're my favorite guy. And I seriously thought about sending you some lime jello for your birthday.
Thank you.
But being... supremacist thing, people might talk.
I understand.
By the way,
no sense in crossing that bridge, Rabbi.
Oh, I understand. Mike?
Yes, Rabbi.
There are a lot of girls, by the way, that I know that are looking for husbands right now. I could set you up.
Only wealthy, Rabbi.
Well, but we have some, well, I know I have some that are just your type. It's all Jewish and black. And
right.
I really do think that you would like them.
Thank you.
Lastly, Mike.
Yes, again, Rabbi.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Don, yes. Now you can say yes, Rabbi, too. Yeah. Yes, Rabbi.
Oh, Don, I wanted to tell you, we're having a special today at the synagogue on circumcision.
Get out of here. The thing is, the guy's really a rabbi. He's
yeah.
a rabbi.
Hello,
yeah.
Don and Mike Show.
And I think it's wonderful that he called.
Enjoys the show.
I think it's nice. Very nice that he takes the time out of his busy rabbinical schedule to drop on.
Thanks for calling.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Do you think the Sopranos are your friends?
Rob Spirak does.
Well, he's my favorite goy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
He's a goy toy. Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike.
Can you hear me?
Wait, what are you doing? Are you doing the Verizon ad? Yes, dumbass, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was me. I was wondering, what's up with the Sopranos?
I don't know. What's up with the Sopranos?
I want to know. I mean, first of all, Tony's just become this total wimp. Because he can't get with Dr. Malfi, and the storyline's just gone to total C. What's going on?
The storyline has gone to total C. You mean like crap?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so
disagree.
At all.
Disagree. We all really liked it last night.
Well, the best thing that happened last night was they couldn't figure out what to do with the guy having the seizure, so they just shot it.
Yes, I agree.
But other than that, the Sopranos has gone in the toilet from when it first started. It used to be exciting to watch. Now it's terrible.
It's terrible. Well, you should stop watching it if it's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, we all liked it. We all really liked it.
You did?
Way. Yes.
I just thought it could be a little bit better, don't you think?
No, I don't. No, it was quite good last
they hit their stride.
One thing to make fun of a TV show, but when you start poking fun at my friends.
Rob's friends.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sorry, Rob. Sorry about that.
Sir, listen, I'm here to tell you.
See you when you come to Vegas. Call from Vegas. Looking forward to seeing you out here.
This is official. We're right and... Yes. You're wrong. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have to watch it again and come along to our point of view.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see you in Vegas when you get out here.
Not unless you agree with us. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Good. I was up in South Shore Tahoe this weekend, and I just happened to spot good old Patty Heaton. She happened to be up in the high stakes area. So I was,
our friend Patty Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond. Mm-hmm.
I kind of waited out in the regular era for it, and she didn't come out, and so I was up a few hundred and weaseled my way in there and was going to bet 100, which I don't normally do, and I got on the same table with her and waited a few minutes, and I said, hey, Miss Heaton, I called her Miss Heaton, and I think she was her husband or something, he's a guy by the name of Matt Sunby, but I said, hey, Don and Mike wanted me to say hello, and this dude got up and hushed me right out of the area. And I was not allowed back in.
Wow.
So
you know,
she knows.
I do believe that. I've recently just come to my attention.
Yeah.
That because of our whole Patty Heaton flap,
uh-huh. right?
That there are still people, and that's funny to say, isn't it? Patty Heaton flap.
Yes, there's still people that what?
there are still publicists at CBS that hate us.
Right.
I've done some checking now, being as, you know, we have an opening now with the resignation of Charlie, and good luck to Charlie, that I was checking around. How come we don't have, like, the Survivor people on?
Yeah.
Like Fat Richard Hatch. I'm right. watching the Survivor. I love that. I love the fact that Sue said that he sexually abused her, mm-hmm. and then I found out, oh, they're still mad at us about Patty Heaton.
Wow.
Oh,
no, that's
it.
A long memory.
That's a grudge.
Yeah, they're
that's
only hurting themselves.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, because I guarantee.
Yeah, we've never been invited back on one of those junkets.
No, we haven't.
And we had fun on those junkets.
We did. We did. That's the problem.
We had more positive, great interviews and fun times with celebrities than we did... bad moments, and the only bad moment was because she completely overreacted to the sex quiz.
It's her problem. It's Patty Heaton's problem. Patty Heaton, you're a bad, bad girl. But if I have to apologize to somebody, I'll do it.
Yeah.
To get other CBS stars on the
nice.
Show.
You're the bigger man. She's so pure that she was in the high-stakes gambling area.
No, listen, here's the thing, Buzz. I can rise above it,
right.
and I can look myself in the mirror
right.
and say... I read an apology that I know in my heart, I mean, absolutely, 100%, I feel the opposite about.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm okay with that.
Sure.
So listen, also, Patty Heaton, if you're listening, or your representatives, I can really even tweak it up. Mm-hmm. I'm a pretty good actor.
Oh, yeah.
I can really make you think that I really, really feel bad and feel remorseful.
You could produce tears if you
want. That you came on our show and used bad language,
mm-hmm.
and then when we asked you if you wanted to take a quiz or not, of which you could have said no, you decided to flip out
mm-hmm.
and I'll try to get us fired.
Yeah, we have, you know, we hold grudges too. Yeah.
Patricia Heaton, Patty Heaton. You know what Comic the Dog says? That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what we do on you. Hello there. And how about that? That now in today's climate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a rave out.
Watch out.
Territory. That was
calm
me really...
down, Mr. Hot Temper.
That was me losing control.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Don and Mike, what's up?
So anyway, the Patty Heaton thing is still out there.
Yeah.
It'll be funny see if we can get it resolved now.
Yeah.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I have a birthday song for Rob. I learned it in Munich when I was there in Germany.
Ah, well, let's hear it.
It goes... ein Prosit für Gemütlichkeit. Ein Prosit.
Rob's nodding like he knows what you're saying.
Gemütlichkeit. And basically, you just drink a beer and you say that at the end of it.
What was he singing, Rob?
I don't know, but why should today be any different than any other day? Singing in German and drinking a beer.
Sure, why? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
Hello! Hi, you're on the air.
Don and Mike, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, FTFCC.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
All right.
We're with you.
Exactly. I'm with you. Hey, I love you guys.
Okay.
You guys are doing a great job.
Was that the whole thing? Was the initials? Was that it?
That was it.
I think we all feel the same way about the FCC. Hey, what are you doing? You're really screwing up our lives. FCC stands for FCC, and I can't tell you what the F stands for, or the C, or the other C. You can imagine it's really, really bad and filthy, and you can imagine I'm thinking even worse stuff right now.
Yeah!
If I could, I would make threats about the FCC, but I can't, so I just have to say FCC.
Bingo.
Which one continues?
Uh-huh.
Incidentally, the fines, these big, we're going to wipe out civilization fines against broadcasters.
Right. Yeah, still hanging over the heads of this corporation and many other broadcast entities.
They've promised them on Friday, and then it didn't play out over the weekend. And now, yes, the latest is that the radio industry will fall to its knees by the end of this week.
Yeah, and who knows? And there have been rumors that it might be after the election.
Yeah, well, that was...
I mean, there are all sorts of rumors. Mm-hmm. Nobody really knows.
That was a rumor that was started by a guy who really doesn't know a lot about what's going on.
You never know.
I do think probably in a week or so.
Right.
We'll see. We shall see.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's hear it for the FCC, though, huh?
Yes. Interesting climate we're living in right now.
Hey, great.
Yeah.
Aren't they a great, really just a fantastic governing operation?
What would we do without them?
Oh, Buzz, what would we do without them? Have fun?
Yeah. Well, you just heard that they're simply responding to all that public pressure, mm-hmm. which we don't think exists.
No. And where was that? I was looking at something today saying that of all of the complaints that they allegedly received about Janet Jackson, that a large percentage of them were people saying, why are you making so much out of Janet Jackson?
Right. And the negative response, the way I understand it, is a response from organized groups.
And, hey, listen, FCC, I don't know about the rest of America. Maybe I'm too close to it because I work in the industry.
When I say organized groups, too, groups that are designed to send these mass emailings to legislators, right?
I, for one, now, it's like a reality show. I don't like it because I'm inside the business, but I want you to have your McCarthy hearings every week.
Right.
I mean, aren't you going to have any hearings this week and call any more innocent broadcasters and try to make them sacrificial lambs?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Mm-hmm. And you promise that you're going to cut our heads off, and then you don't do it.
Right. Like, get it over with.
Come on. But I'll tell you this. Of all of the communications commissions, they're the federaliest ones.
Yay!
They are. They stink.
Yeah.
They're little stinkers. They're bad little stinkers.
Very bad.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What is this? One more thing. By the FCC. If you do want to see something funny, go to FCC.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or FCC.gov.
Gov. Yeah.
And the commissioners, the five people who are really heading up this witch hunt,
right?
Each of them has their own personal webpage.
Oh, isn't that nice?
So you can get a good look at them and what their thoughts are.
Wonderful.
And their feelings. And I believe it has a place to email them.
Exciting.
Hmm. So you might want to start with my favorite guy is a guy named Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He's my guy. Mm-hmm. Of the
you like Mike?
Of the five of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, color me guilty. He's my favorite, and he's the one that seems to make the most amount of sense.
Absolutely.
Salute.
Drop him a line.
He's the one that would probably enjoy hearing from you.
Yeah, of course.
That you really are loving everything he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What's Michael Jackson like the best about 28-year-olds?
No, no jokes allowed, sir. That's
right.
Another segment.
Come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Plus, if you got a joke, you got to tell us up front so we can do the phone number thing.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, when are you going to take over Brady's?
What do you mean? I've done that.
When is it going to become O'Mara's?
It's not. It's going to be the Look Around Cafe.
And I think, Mike, if you're okay with this, I think I'll be ready to go with everything I need if you'd like to discuss this. And have a free commercial. You want one tomorrow?
Whenever you want, Don. I mean, you know, I'm prepared on. I'm prepared in both a positive way and a negative way. It was. I heard the. You have the tapes. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do.
You're ready to go, and I still have to make the sign. But
Look Around Cafe.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
That's good. That's
and
good.
And Mike officially.
Please be as kind as you can.
Mike officially takes over his new venture,
mm-hmm.
the Look Around Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, right?
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day. Well, it will have a new name on it, but
the name will be
the Look Around Cafe.
No, it's O'Mara's.
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 Big grand opening.
Big opening. Yes, excellent. On St. Patrick's Day, which is a busy day for an Irish pub, anyway.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey now.
This could be very bad.
Hey now, no.
This could be very good or very bad.
This could be very good. I really love talking to you about this.
Yeah, I know you are.
I really am.
Yeah,
I've never been. I've never been to the place.
Anytime you'd like to come out, we'd love to have you.
Really? What if I brought the I-Team out with me?
What's the I-Team?
You know, Channel 7 on your side.
Please do.
Bring the I-Team out.
Yes, bring the I-Team. Bring all the publicity you can.
Let's once and for all get to the rat issue. Stop it! Just once! You're so
just
easy!
Once! You're
so
you
easy!
Do that!
You're so easy to piss off with a rat
just
thing.
Just once!
The rat one. Rats is the go-to.
Yeah, it is.
Guaranteed.
It is. Yes.
See, but it's only rats. If I had said mice, I don't think you'd have that reaction.
Yeah, it's
right?
A little different than the band. You know, this is hopefully food on the table, please.
Okay. Yes. Well, we're looking forward to it. And
get it? Food on the table.
That's fun. And tomorrow we'll talk in depth about that.
You know, you wouldn't be you. You know, I have to deal with it. It wouldn't be you. You get that look on your face, your eyes get small, and you know, I just sit there and dig my heels in, and man,
so much better than when you had the band.
Yeah, it's much more important than when I had the band.
But it's so much better for the show. Right. Hold on a second.
Yes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Look Around Cafe.
The Look Around Cafe.
The Look Around Cafe.
And I still have to get a sign in there that says Look Around Cafe.
No. You don't have to. I don't want to say anything out of school, but you got
it. No, don't promise me you're not going to deliver.
Who got you your Red Sox sign?
It's up there.
Okay.
Who made it possible? No. Who loaned me the money to get that?
No.
Make that whole thing happen.
I almost did my hand. I almost tipped my hand.
Right, so I don't have to bother doing that? Because I was going to talk to the guy.
No need to get yourself a look around cafe sign. There is no need.
Really?
I promise.
All right, okay, then I'll wait.
I swear to you, there is no need.
All right.
Because you said that you would put a sign up in your joint that says, Mike O'Mara's Look Around Cafe.
I'm going to put it right over your table.
Okay. If we're going to play this game, that's fine.
Yes.
You know, Frida was saying to me, she was over the weekend really saying, how can you really even comment on the Look Around Cafe
right.
when you've never been to the Look Around
Cafe? When are you coming out? When are you going
to
come out?
See, here's the thing. I want it to be a surprise. I'm going to have to wear like a Michael Jackson disguise.
No, you're a radio guy. You can walk in there.
No, but I don't want you or any of your people to know. I'm like the restaurant critic.
Right.
I want to go in wearing a Mrs. Doubtfire disguise.
Okay.
Hello!
I want to sit down. I want to order the finest entree on the menu.
All right.
And then come in the next day, regardless of how good or bad it is, and say it's garbage. it's the worst food that I've ever eaten in my life. It's dog food.
All right. Well, we'll wait for that sometime in the spring. That should be interesting.
No, I want to come down and see this place.
You should. It should.
Hey, now.
It's a lot.
It's
done a
look around cafe.
We've done a lot to it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey, hi.
Hey, Mike, you going to bring the infamous Tony to the grand opening?
What do you mean the infamous Tony?
Mike, this is a question. Oh,
the pony.
The pony.
The pony. No, the pony will not be at the grand opening. No.
Actually, yes, the pony will be there. The pony will be there in the form of delicious New York strip steak.
Stop it.
Not in my show. God. Mike, this is a little, the steak's a little tough. But you will. Hello there, Don Mike show.
Hello.
Hello there. Hey, I know you did the story about the Sergeant Hutch movie coming in second to Jesus Christ.
About what?
Hold on, we're still on the pony, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right, yes, Ben Stiller came in second to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't Owen Wilson have that line in the In-Laws movie?
Where Meet the says, Parents, you mean?
Meet the Parents, where he says about following the footsteps of
right, yeah,
JC.
Yes, because he was a carpenter, right.
Yeah, that's right. I was got a question on your website. Who wrote the little blurbs about you guys on there?
Those are actual biographical thoughts about us.
So you actually studied dance for 23 years?
Modern dance, yes.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Check Who's Who in America. Those are all excerpts from that book.
So you have a checkered past of us.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Let me just check now. I'm getting something from the control room. Yes, in fact, you are the biggest friggin' dumbass that's called us in the last couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Really?
Thanks so much.
Sure. On the dumb-o-meter, you're off the scale.
The dumb-o-meter.
Beautiful.
You are off the scale. You started the call. Let's analyze this call. You started the call by saying something about a movie?
I thought I heard him say he liked the restaurant.
What did he say first? What was the first thing this guy talked about?
I don't know because I was playing the horse sound effect.
First thing he did was called up and called Meet the Parents, the In-Law movie.
That's right, the In-Law
movie. You got it.
Correct. Gotcha. You're a bad caller.
Thank you. At least I've done something today.
What have you done besides ruin a pretty good segment on a radio show?
I'm sorry. Go back to your pony talk.
Run, take pride in your ignorance.
All right, hang up now.
I will. Bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
At least you're hungry.
Hey, Radio God.
Someday you'll see part of him in Mike's chili stew.
Chili stew.
That's one of your specials of the day.
Those chili
specials of the day.
Chili stew.
Chili stew.
You got some chili stew. You want some chili stew? Mm.
It's like at the end, he just got all this.
Don comes in and orders it all the time. He says, give me a chocolate pie and I want some chili stew.
You got all the fixins in there?
Fixins with your chili stew. You want onions and cheddar cheese with your chili stew?
Hey, look, there's a fingernail. Oh, that's the guy that called the show last
week. That's all part of our special chili stew.
Hello there. You're on the air. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey Don, do you and Mike have a bet if Martha Stewart's going to do actual, yard time in prison?
I think
the bet was just whether she was going to be found guilty of murder. Yeah,
I already lost on that bet. I thought she'd get off.
Do you think she's going to do any prison time, you guys?
I do.
Yeah, I agree. She'll do some.
You guys should have a bet to, you know, get it by the year.
Yeah, you should, 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 you should. How would you like it if you were doing a job and some moron called you up and said, hey, yeah, you should, you should, you should, you should. What would you say to that person?
I'd probably hang up.
What was that?
I'd pop.
Hi. John and Mike show.
Hey, baby.
Hi there.
Hey, if you want to have a good giggle, go to the FCC.org and read some of the transcripts that those commissioners talk about.
Yeah, that's like, okay. I'd rather not.
Yeah,
but it sounds like they're kindergartners.
.gov, write them.
Gosh, no, you're right. And you guys really should look at that. It's pretty crazy stuff.
And incidentally, if you are going to write somebody, you know, keep it intelligent.
Right.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
If you ever kept anything civil and intelligent, that's the letter to do.
And decent, or they'll come get you.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, this is Bob. How you doing?
Hi, Bob.
Hey, I was calling about your canoes, Don.
The kayak?
Or the kayak. I haven't heard anything. Did you ever get them out and clean them up?
Were you cleaning them up right after you watched that Ben Stiller movie, The In-Laws?
Did you stop it? Hello. Don and Mike show.
Paint them pink.
Hello. Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing? Hey, Mike, I think you need to change the name of your cafe to Reach Around Cafe.
The Reach Around Cafe. Hey, now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. Would you tell them, please, that wasn't a thermometer, that was a thermometer?
I would be glad to tell them. I believe you're calling to tell them that they were wrong about something?
Oh, no, I haven't called before.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I called months ago.
Well, you're speaking to us, and your thermometer has just gone off the scale.
All right, that's it. Time lag. I forgot about the time lag.
The time lag.
Thank you.
Which is always because of the delay, which
have
also
a good
would
day,
be
gentlemen.
The canoes and also the In-Laws movie.
Time lag. Hello, Don and Mike show.
And whatnot.
Hello. Oh, you're killing me. Last call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, with the time lag.
Hey,
hi.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Are you going to have crap on your cafe?
No, sir.
You're not going to have crap.
I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to say that when you go to Mike's Look Around Cafe, now how many nights a week will people be able to walk up to you, shake your hand, have you show them a table, and then perhaps let's say that they say, I'm thinking about getting the burger with fries or the entree. And, oh, Mike, would you please do that fantastic impression for me?
Anytime they come in.
Anytime?
24/7.
Anytime. So it's like
you and your food are going on an adventure. And, of course, all week long on the stage will be Dinner Theater.
Oh, good.
As the players perform Jesus Christ Superstar.
The Passion of the Christ.
And I will be, of course, in the role of Jesus every night, but every night it'll be a different impression.
Oh, I got it, where it's you,
yeah.
But the voice will be a different voice.
Well, Don, when you come in, anybody who comes in, just ask about the voice of the day.
Voice du jour.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, cut that. Cut the Jesus Christ for a second. Stop Jesus. There you go. Enough with Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus is king.
Mm-hmm.
Mike makes one hell of a patty melt, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just got off the phone with Tom Mercado from the Budget Committee. This thing with Father screwed up, Pooch.
What? They can't let us in with that f***ing Martian?
We're all in the same boat, fellas.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun. Yeah. I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic. Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really. Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks? You mean shenanigans?
No!
You're about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
The Don and Mike Show.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
Did that tape even count as being funny?
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Dig. Remember, if you want to say the name of this band right, you got to say D-Life. It's your old buddy Rob on the best of Don and Mike. And we have some cheeky fun now. You like to get cheeky? Saucy? Randy? Sure. Buzz Burbank takes La Vitra. Think you're going to like it. Best of Don and Mike.
Let me do just take a second here to wish a happy birthday greetings to my mother-in-law, Big Frida, who today turns 80. 8-0.
Oh, this is the big 8-0. That's a huge birthday.
Happy birthday.
Way to go, big. We ought to call her.
It's a big one. I think she might be embarrassed by it.
Well, but I mean, it's a big one. I mean,
hi, this is Don's mother-in-law. It's Chris.
There she is.
When my mom celebrated the big 8-0, it's a huge, it's a great milestone. I mean, most people don't get that.
Well, we spoke to her this morning.
Most men don't get there.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Literally.
Yeah.
That suck?
It very much is.
Oh, about men. And maybe I will call my mother-in-law here in a second. I don't know if you caught during the game yesterday, the new NFL Viagra pill with Ditka as the spokesman.
Is Ditka hawking Viagra?
Yeah, except they don't ever come out and say that it's Viagra.
No, like with the Rafael Palmeiro ads in baseball, they do the same thing. But, they don't really say what it's for.
Hold on. Here it is. There's an ad for it. I saw an ad. Here it is right here. New choice here now. Levitra, proud sponsor of the NFL.
Levitra.
Is that a buzz?
Levitra, yeah.
Look.
Ask for it by name.
And how could it be that Buzz is holding a bottle of product?
I guess I'm on the mailing list, apparently. I don't know.
Well, they just sent it to you?
No, I mean, I have it. Let's just leave it at that.
Wow, it's stuff that makes your...
Your
bologna...
Did they contact... You could make tons...
You could make tons of number three.
don't they pay people gazillions of dollars to endorse that product?
Yeah, sometimes they do.
But so you're a user?
I have experimented with it, yes.
What hasn't he experimented with?
Excuse me, Rob, I just kicked my water over that.
Wow.
Is that the pills or the ointment?
the pills. The ointment, you just have to keep rubbing and rubbing.
I'm waiting for the suppositories.
Keep waiting. Did you catch the very subtle symbolism in the commercial of the guy who's maybe like 55 and he can't throw the football through the hole?
Yes. And then
I didn't think of that when I saw that ad.
It's a football hanging from a rope.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And he throws it through the hole.
And his wife comes out when he's throwing it through the hole and she's like, whoa. And
then he throws her down.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, but I don't think we should get off of this, so to speak.
You have it.
Yes.
You held up the... How many pills do you have?
There's just one left.
He has everything. How many have you taken, Buzz?
Two.
Why do you have it with you?
Three in this little sample. My doctor gave me a sample, as doctors are allowed to do.
He has it with him because he might need a blow-up today.
Do you have... I hate to be personal.
Feel free to ask.
Do you have any type of dysfunction?
No. No.
It's an enhancement, Buzz.
Of course, for some people, it's a recreational thing.
But why would your doctor give you something if it was recreational?
Well,
because Buzz has a cool doctor, Dr. Bombay.
Do you have a cool doctor?
Yeah, I do. But it really, he didn't give it to me for recreational purposes. He gave it to me for experimental purposes.
So did you lie to your physician and say, I need...
No, there was no need for lying.
You know, I'm grilling you.
Yeah, you are.
I'm grilling you here because I'm curious.
Yeah, we're talking about prescription medication. There's only so much I can say.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
This would be for all the people that might be in need of that product.
Mm-hmm.
Viagra, or what is it called, Levitra?
Levitra.
So we got Viagra and Levitra. What would the difference be between Viagra and Levitra? You can?
One of the products is endorsed by Ditka.
Is there any more than that?
This one's supposed to last a little longer, 6 hours instead of four.
Like Ditka.
But I don't find it to be as powerful. Of course, it doesn't make your face flush and your vision turn blurry and blue either.
Which is what Viagra does?
It can. Everybody's different, but it can have that effect.
Don't you think you shouldn't be experimenting with it? Isn't that for people that can't get wood?
Shouldn't you have told me this 30 years ago?
You know him. He's Mr. Experiment. He's a science project over there.
Anything that has to do with blood flow and your ticker scares me.
Actually, they now believe this is good for your heart, unless you have a heart condition or there are contraindicated medications that you're taking.
Not only blood flow, should be into your heart, but
yes. That's what makes it work.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I was talking about.
When I
was talking about blood flow,
I understand the interstate of the body, though. You know, I know how the interstate works.
Well, it relaxes all the blood vessels, correct?
Well, now I've got a reason to call my mother-in-law.
Levitra.
Yeah.
I'm sure they
from the makers of Bayer aspirin.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
And made popular by Mike Ditka.
I'm going to call my friend Ron.
Hey, Ditka.
My former neighbor.
What's wrong with your D? Hey, Ditka.
Of course, you know, if he's hawking it, it's not like it's anything special.
This is my Ditka.
But now with Levitra, look at that.
Hello? No one is available to take your call.
Hello?
Leave a message.
Are you there, Big Frida? Big Frida? It's me, your loving son-in-law, and everybody on the show calling to tell you a happy 80th birthday.
Hello, yeah. Big Frida.
Hi. I'm sorry you're not there, and Buzz has sexual issues. I think you've known that. I think you've known that, but we're finding out more about that. Anyway, happy birthday. Love you. Love you long time.
Happy birthday,
happy
Big
birthday.
Frida.
Bye-bye.
Are we clear?
We're clear. And we're out.
Now back to the previous subject.
Didn't Mike Ditka, isn't he a famous heart attack sufferer?
Yes, he is.
So is this better for the ticker?
And actually, all of them, because they all increase circulation, can be good for the heart, depending on the patient and what medications they're taking.
What about what's on the heart?
Or supposed to be good for that, but again, everybody's different.
Gotcha.
Can I ask one more question, Don?
Sure, Mike.
I'm so curious.
Just take a second.
It's my boyish curiosity.
I know, but ask personal questions. If you want to know about the product, call a doctor. I mean, if you want to ask
him. I don't want to know, but I don't need anything in that area.
Well, then, now why is it if we have a hot girl in here and I say to Rob, hey, take a look at this, you get grossed out, but you just told me you have a boner from looking at me.
Quite simply, I do not have one, and I didn't get one from looking at your shirt, and you know that.
Liar!
It's just a beautiful shirt.
Liar!
The difference is when you say that to Rob, you really do have one, don't you?
Yes.
There it is. That's it. The question I would have, does it really, like, make it better when you take that stuff?
Yeah.
Like to the point where you'd get addicted, you wouldn't want to have sex without it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've never taken enough of it to know if, and I've never heard about anybody getting
enough of it. I think you're supposed to take one pill.
Yeah,
you want to eat them like M&M's before you're going to...
One or two, depending on the person, yeah.
I'm going to catch him in the hallway.
Mike did guy, take 15.
It's filled with curiosity.
With my coffee in the morning.
Is, you know, I mean, if it's like an aphrodisiac.
Okay, well, why? If you can do it naturally, why do you need to enhance it with?
Because I'll speak for Buzz. Maybe it's just not what it used to be.
Which is stronger, steel or titanium?
Oh yeah, right.
This is like hooking a nitrous system up to Buzz's car. Mm-hmm. Sure, the car runs fine, but you put a little nitrous in there.
Sure.
Like the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, exactly. He's just trying to make his car go faster.
But here's the thing.
Get a few more years out of that car.
You know, and who am I to brag?
Right.
But I am.
That's good.
I mean, I've already got, you know, atomic batteries to power, power to speed, fire coming out of the back. You know, I come out of the Batcave, and I'm ready.
And I would say to you, in that case, and I'm the same way, I wouldn't want to mess with drugs. I mean, that would, like, maybe mess you up. You know,
that's good advice
drugs
for all the kids. Don't mess with drugs.
I mean, like, down the road, they come out and go, for those men that might have been taking Viagra during the early 2001 and 2002, it seems now that an appendage can grow out of the top of your forehead, a horn.
That's what I'm watching. I'll be dead by then.
All right.
You'll be okay. Buzz will be okay. Listen, I'll say this in Buzz's...
But I am also... curious.
In Buzz's corner, let me just say.
I mean, if it made it better.
In the 20-plus years I've known him, he tries everything.
He does.
He tries everything.
He's experimental that way.
This has been, this is part of his history. Look,
all right,
it's documented.
If you take the pill, does it make it better?
I think so, yes.
All right, that's an honest answer.
Again, depending on the person, how much you've had to eat.
Have you ground up the pills and given them to your wife?
No, no.
Okay. Intensity of number three better?
Doesn't seem to work on women. Yeah, it can be because you would tend to go longer.
Okay.
For me, you know what that is right there?
Yeah, right there.
Drawback.
I'm with
you. Drawback.
I side with you.
Drawback.
Make you go longer.
It's one of the great things about being a guy.
Yeah, but if you have to work harder to get it, I don't want that.
Oh, it doesn't work, though.
Now, here you go. Here's me getting ready to have sex with my wife.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Here's the barrel. Right here, and then... That's it.
You're done.
Done. Done. No, no bat pills needed.
Damn fine program so far.
Don and Mike show. On 106.7 Washington, 105.7 Baltimore.
So we're in agreement we're not going to mess with that stuff.
95.9 Ocean City.
Oh, the pills?
For your...
Yeah.
So it's absolutely... Not till I got to.
Yeah. Not till it's absolutely necessary.
Not...
If I got loaded, can you take it when you drink?
Yeah.
I might pop one if I was drunk.
I'll tell you one today, and here's a reason that I know I don't need it. I'm possibly the only male that's watching the debut of the Ellen DeGeneres daytime talk show.
You know, I would, if I had known it was on today, that it started today, I would watch it because I think she is a very funny lady.
I agree. So I'm watching, you know, I'm waiting for the press conferences to come on ESPN on Monday when they trot the coaches out. And I love watching the coaches who have lost who just say the same crap. And I'm watching it. And Jennifer Aniston is the first guest.
Oh, good.
That's a good poll for your first guest. And she's sitting down and she's wearing a tank top. And just and I'm sitting there watching this and I realize it's happening.
Just with Jennifer Aniston fully clothed?
Because I was not listening to what Ellen DeGeneres was saying. I certainly wasn't listening to what dumb Jennifer Aniston was saying. I was just staring at her chest. And then I would go from her chest to a pretty face, and back down to her big chest, and back to her pretty face.
How did Ellen look?
Ellen? Like Ellen. Hello, hotline.
Sugar Bear.
Darling.
If Buzz brings one on Saturday, I'll try one.
All right, well, now I would be up for that. We're socializing with the Burbank
on
this weekend.
I mean, not with them, not right at that second.
Okay. I know, but that...
Later on in our film private.
But here's the thing, though.
Did Frida just say she'd try it?
Yeah, but I need something that would speed you up, not something that would make you last longer. Because you're already...
That might actually, with women...
It might work. If that intensifies in the female world, if it makes it more intensive, that does speed you up.
Yeah, it would have a different effect on females.
The jury's still out on whether it helps women, but it does increase blood circulation, so theoretically, I guess it could help some women.
All right, Buzz, I tell you what. Saturday night, we're going out with the wives.
All right.
Don't use that pill.
No.
Save that pill.
I mean, if you have a spare.
We'll grind it up. We'll put it in my wife's wine.
Really? You take, I can actually swallow it for real.
Would you take one as just an experiment?
No.
Just for the show?
No. I'm sorry.
I completely understand that.
He's a clean liver. He won't take anything foreign in his body.
Well, no, listen, I've broken every rule God knows in my life, with the exception of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if somehow, you know...
It happened again and find its way into your drink?
No.
And then somebody told you at the end of dinner?
You know, remember, the biggest sexual organ in your body is your brain.
That's right.
That I might, now don't look at me funny.
The way you said that.
But that's a fact.
You,
true.
You looked so serious when you said that.
Because if
that's
somebody,
what made me laugh.
Even if somebody faked me out and said, I put that in your drink, I would immediately know.
Well, I don't think you need to do it for the show because you have proven reaction from Buzz already. You have the male point of view. I'm willing, as a great personal sacrifice, to give the female point of view.
Yeah, the only thing I was thinking, Frida, is that Buzz, I don't know if you know this, but I know you don't believe this about Buzz, but Don and I both know the truth. Buzz is not always on the up and up about stuff like this. He's hanky. He's tricky.
What do you mean by that?
He's a trickster. You know, he's not.
How do you mean that?
He's like those guys on the other half. You know, he says the things that the ladies want to hear. You see, he doesn't give us, the guys on the show, the real lowdown on what's going on.
I think the information that Buzz is relaying is well documented.
Mm-hmm. All right, darling. Well, listen, I'm up for the experiment.
There she goes defending you again, Buzz.
I'm up for the experiment. Buzz, bring the pill on Saturday.
Okay.
Bring the pill. We'll have my wife chew it up and eat it in front of us, and then we'll see what happens.
Well, at the end of the evening, because I don't want to, you know.
How fast does it take to react, Buzz?
It takes about an hour to kick in. The new one, an hour on a full stomach. 15 minutes on an empty stomach.
I think you'll be okay there.
He's like Ask the Pharmacist.
He's got a thin candy shell.
All right, baby.
We got to plan this better. Because I want dinner. I mean, I have my priorities, so I don't want any of this empty stomach business.
Yeah,
so
no,
just thank
you'll be
you.
Fine.
And then we'll be tired when we get home. So,
Saturday night,
we can't wait an hour either. So
we go out with the Burbank Saturday night. We come home, and in essence, I'll be having sex with Mike Ditka.
Yeah, right.
You'll be taking the Mike Ditka D pill.
It's an interesting way of putting it.
In your case, it'll be the Mike Ditka V pill.
I'll look at my Palm Pilot, see when I can squeeze it and you in, okay?
All right, babe. Love you.
Love you, sweetie.
See ya.
Bye.
Sex with Ditka or Buzz, because it's actually Buzz and Phil.
It's going to be a hell of a party. You know they swing.
It always is.
I know they do. I know they do, and she knows that they do.
But if you take it like before you eat dinner, she's right. Especially the guys. You guys might be ordering a whole pie.
Anyway, listen. I just mentioned that
what's that man doing in the hall? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Gray Davis?
Listen, I got weekend stuff here, but I was telling Mike in the office before the show, I love the fact that this guy, Gray Davis, is now finally making fun of Arnold because he can't say California. And I don't have Arnold's exact response, but when Arnold was answering the question of the fact that he can't pronounce California, he used broken English again.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He was trying to, and he had the curled lip, Arnold, angry response. The thing that pisses me off.
I can say California.
He does not like the way that I say California because I don't say California.
But the word that do use in this situation, he doesn't like the word recall. That was how it ended up.
You know, and what irritates me with the great state of California and the media coverage out there of this race is they didn't get that. They didn't get video of Gray Davis saying that about Arnold. They had him, you know, saying it was just a joke. But I would have liked to hear him if he's having a little exchange, you know? You should elect a governor that can pronounce California. That's great.
So good for Gray Davis. Hello, WJFK and others. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Radio guys. How are you?
We're doing great.
I have function.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I'm 36 years old. I got it because I have diabetes, and I lost everything 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. We feel for you. The audience feels for you, sir.
Yeah, very sympathetic.
You take anything for it? They're with you.
Well, I tried Viagra. My doctor gave me Viagra, but it didn't work. I had one pill, then I tried two pills, and at one time I tried three pills at one time. Wow. Nothing worked.
Well, did you ever try actually putting them right in the ass?
Pretty much.
Why take the pill? Let your body break it down with the amino acids and everything else. And
well, since the pill didn't work, my doctor prescribed something else. It was an injection that I had to take.
Ooh,
okay, all right, enough. Goodbye. Thanks. See ya, freak. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah,
that makes him feel better.
Sorry, Buzz. I'm sorry. It was a guttural reaction.
I understand.
You know, so you can have sex, freak.
God, you imagine that every time you wanted to have sex,
they say it really hurts too.
Yeah, I have to take blood pressure medicine, and I found that the side effect of blood pressure medicine is it does not.
Typical. Ask your doctor for new medicine.
No, so what I did was I started.
Suffer with a high blood pressure.
I started. Well, I mean, you think that high blood pressure would help that.
What's good? A good F session or a heart attack?
Well, you know, if it's going to be your last deed you do on earth. I'd rather have a good...
Yeah, but there's a happy medium. I mean, you probably can find a way. You don't have to make sure just to... You want to get laid one time, and you go off your medicine to make your head explode.
Well, but it might be the greatest sexual pleasure you've ever had, though.
Okay, come on.
Imagine...
You really think so?
Oh, every once in a while.
Every once in a while you have that, but I mean, you can't count on that. And then you go off your medication, you go, that wasn't as good as I expected.
And you lock up.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike, WJFK.
Hey, what up, Don? What up, Mike?
Hey.
Hey, what up, Buzz?
Hey.
Hey, Buzz, get your lazy ass up and do something for a change, man. Stop sitting around there and laughing.
Okay.
What the hell was that about?
Jerry Lewis, I want to thank you guys because Jerry Lewis sent me a package last weekend because of you guys. He sent me a package of crutches, and he sent me some eyeglasses. Now I can walk and I can see, thanks to the Don and Mike show.
Jerry Lewis sent you glasses and crutches.
Yes, crutches.
Really? So you can walk and see?
Yeah, I can walk and see.
And before that, you were unable to walk and blind?
Man, I was crawling around the house.
Bumping into things?
Before the show.
Hey, Rob, we still got all those Jerry tapes we've not played, right?
I want to thank you, Don. I want to thank you, Mike. Thank you, guys, for helping save my life.
Okay, there you go. It's another Jerry Lewis success story. Jerry sent him glasses and crutches.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, JFK, Live 105, 96 Rock. Hello.
Hello, I'd like to speak with Don and Mike, please.
Oh, please. Must we dance this dance every day? When you hear the distinctive whoosh on the telephone, and I say to you...
Turn the box down with the knobs on it.
I says, Don and Mike Show, JFK, Live 105, 96 Rock.
JFK, Live 105.
And you're
Don,
still...
Turn the box with the knob
still
down.
Listening to the radio.
And now I think he's gone.
And then he just hung up. He just... He hung
so
up.
So sad.
He hung up.
But we were going to give him some free Levitra.
Because I could not control my anger. Hello, Don and Mike Show on JFK at Live 105, 96 Rock.
What's wrong with you, Don?
I don't know, Mike. My D is fine.
Here, have a little Levitra.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey. JFK. How about that Brett Favre?
How about him? He's a retard. What can I say? Thank God I didn't start him yesterday. You know, we're going to do an entire segment today about our fantasy football teams.
And you know, he didn't look good, Domingo.
No, he didn't look good yesterday. Thank you, though.
That was great.
Thank you.
That was great, wasn't it?
It was really great.
That was a good call.
It's like Jack Kent Cook meets Kermit.
Hello, Don and Mike, JFK, Live 105, 96 Rock. Hello.
Say, isn't your biggest sexual organ your skin?
No. Your biggest sexual organ is your brain.
I think your skin's a lot bigger than your brain.
How smart is your skin, though?
My skin is... my skin is...
What?
My biggest, Don, that most important.
Well, most important is one thing. Let's be a little clear here.
All right, let's be a little clear about your brain size, the fact that you didn't understand when I said the brain is your biggest sexual organ.
I understood it. You weren't clear.
Anything else?
Hey, you know, I had newfound respect for him at the end there.
And there he goes.
When you're in doubt, he didn't just hang up, he burped.
And he's gone. Hello, Don and Mike Show, JFK, Live 105, 96 Rock. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I want to know, how come I got hung up on by your screener every time I said I was from Toronto?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a problem with the telephone. You know, we had a problem on Friday with the show with some of the lines working, some of the lines not working. What can we do for you?
Well, I want to know. You guys see the Joe Schmo show last night?
Now, see, that's probably why the guy hung up on you. It probably wasn't the fact you're from Toronto. It was probably the fact that you were mentioning the Joe Schmo show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, baby. Can I get some birthday spankings?
How old are ye?
30.
30?
30. Are you a smoker?
No.
Hmm. Who's the celeb you most resemble?
The Doritos girl.
No.
You got to be more current than the Doritos girl.
I remember the Doritos girl.
Come on. Someone from today. Someone from today's hot modern pop culture. Oh, and hold on. Boy, do I have an issue with USA Today. Was it just last week that I was mocked on this show for Bennifer J. Fleck?
Mm-hmm.
But we all decided that Bennifer was good?
Yes.
Look right here in USA Today. Page 3D. Look how they're referring to him.
And Bennifer.
Bennifer. Bennifer. Bennifer Countdown.
Once again, you are ahead of your time.
Bennifer Countdown. And you mocked
that, me. Now, wait a minute. I think they owe you money.
Bennifer. Sure that's mine.
That is yours.
Really, I made that up.
That is your intellectual property.
Bennifer. That's mine. Now, J. Fleck was tossed around by the guys, and we ended up coming up with...
I don't remember.
J. Fleck, I thought, is what we ended up on.
I had... the original was Bennifer...
Jaffleck.
Jaffleck. Yeah. Right, Jaffleck. And you guys made it Bennifer J. Fleck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Bennifer Jaffleck.
But anyway, Bennifer, that's mine. Mm-hmm. USA Today. That's
and there they go. Well, you know, they listen. They're right down the street.
That's right.
Mine. Anyway, honey, you got to tell us who you look like.
Angelina Jolie.
You've got big, beautiful breasts?
Of course. 34D.
34D. Well, all right. I'll smack you around a little bit.
It's been a long time. You don't believe her, Rob? Rob doesn't believe you.
He thinks she's cross-eyed.
And, you know, the thing is... So I got the feeling maybe you're not as beautiful as you're saying. Maybe I'll have to take a pill in order to...
Would you like this Levitra? Have you ever taken Levitra, ma'am?
No. Never had that problem.
I bet not. If you look like Angelina Jolie.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you missed Rob was going to have a message for you.
Hang up.
I think he still has it.
Hang up. Rob, the message?
Okay. What's the message for that lady?
Oh, yeah, stay tuned.
Oh, this is fun.
We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's all this stuff?
over here.
Well, it works like a graph.
What's that?
Well, it's a statistical chart covering the pattern of crimes in the neighborhood over the years, and with this as a basis, predicting the course of law violations during the current year. Like it?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, and it is real good looking with all the Crayola work and everything on it. But I tell you the truth, we don't go in too much for charts. We mostly work with the people.
Yeah, this is usually a bunch of nonsense.
Don't underestimate statistics. Sometimes their accuracy can be uncanny, especially in the field of prediction according to past patterns. Mm-hmm. For instance, before the month is out, I venture to say you'll have 12 traffic violations, 3 break-in and enterings, 1 wife beating case, 1 vagrant.
Wife beating?
No.
Yeah?
No. Because according to past patterns, it should happen.
That's a laugh, huh, Andy? A chart predicting crimes like it was some kind of a crystal ball or something.
Hello, Sheriff Thursday speaking.
What?
Well, yeah, I'll get a man right on that. Much obliged, Grace.
Well, what do you know? Your crystal ball seems to be working. Ed Simpkins just give his wife what for.
Well, I thought it would happen this much, but I didn't figure on this kind of timing.
I'll get right out on the case, Andy.
The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
So they beat their wives in Mayberry. Live and learn. It is the best of Don and Mike. Let's see what's in the Don and Mike mailbag here. Oh, yes. 5 o'clock greetings to Travis Edelin upstairs in the dump room. And happy birthday to Joey in Bakersfield. He loves Gary Newman. We all do, I know. But Joey is our Bakersfield program director. And you know the best thing about Bakersfield is that it's not Sacramento. And Joey is 33, and that's terrific. That means he's ready for another year of taking young, talented broadcasters and squeezing all the talent out of them. Good job, Joey. Congratulations on another great year as a Bakersfield program director. You'll make mistakes this year. I think the first mistake of your 33rd year was getting me to play Cars by Gary Newman. All right, with that in mind, I'm out of things to talk about, so let's jump into Donnie's news bag on the best of Don and Mike.
I know that you are a big fan of Spalding.
Well, I was just handed this bulletin. Literally,
on me.
They found him 15 seconds before the show.
Yeah.
And Mike, no, I'm really not a fan of Spalding Gray.
Well, I thought he was in the river.
I just enjoyed announcing he was missing.
He was.
And now that story's done because he was in the water on the shore in Brooklyn yesterday. Spalding Gray. Dead at age 100.
Are they sure? Because wouldn't most decomposed bodies start to look like Spalding Gray?
I would think so.
I mean, the hair grows.
It could be anybody.
It could be.
I don't know. Could look like a Girl Scout. Mm. Who knows? Spalding Gray. Mike, I know that we don't work in video. We work in audio, and I have pictures to go along with something I want to bring to your attention.
You have visual aids?
I do. Yes. I'm here to announce for the first time ever.
Don has visual aids.
That due to back in the 80s, I had unprotected sex with my eyes.
And now you have visual aids.
I have visual aids.
Congratulations.
There is no cure.
There is no cure.
But there's still hope.
For visual aids.
I
want to
tell you.
Okay, there's
wild.
There is a lady in New Jersey. Mike, how much does an average liver weigh, do you think? And now
about $1.50 an hour?
No. A liver.
Oh, that's an old joke.
How much does it weigh?
A liver? I would say
an average one.
A pound and a half.
It's not bad. The average liver weighs 3 pounds.
Right.
The average liver.
Pretty close. Mine weighs the same as a penny.
There's a woman named Deborah Colombo.
Just one more thing.
Not that Colombo.
She said that everywhere she went, people asked her if she was pregnant.
Right. That's all that yogurt.
Because, I know. She's not that Columbo from TV, and she's not the Columbo with the yogurt.
Very good.
She is the woman who broke the Guinness Book of World Records for having the world's largest liver. Her liver, which was removed, weighed 46 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Let's see.
Look at that liver.
McCloud. Oh, this was for Columbo.
Okay.
Wasn't it
McCloud, too?
Yeah, well.
The NBC mystery movie.
Columbo, McCloud.
McMillan and Wife.
McMillan and Wife. Right. And there was a fourth one with George Peppard, wasn't there?
Banachek.
Banachek, yeah.
Right.
The NBC mystery movie.
Oh.
Hey, McCloud!
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 Oh, and you know, we had Dennis Weaver on the show a couple of weeks ago. Last celebrity ever to take the sex quiz on this show.
Right.
Did you know that today he was lower right on Hollywood Squares?
Was he really?
Was has-been week on Hollywood Square.
Very good. He's a good guy. We like Dennis Weaver.
Huh. Okay, so this this lady, Columbo, well, she's got the 46-pound liver, and they took it out, and there's a picture of her stomach before and a picture of her stomach afterwards. You're probably going to see this lady, like, at the end of the newscast tonight, mm-hmm. wherever you live.
Very pretty.
It'll be the last thing. It'll be, and before we go to John with the 7-day AccuForecast forecast, how about this lady in New Jersey with a 49-pound liver? Hey, are the rain clouds coming back our way tomorrow?
That's nasty.
So, yeah.
That's a nasty-looking lady before and after.
All they got to do now is get rid of the 60 pounds of onions. She's set.
God.
She is absolutely set.
That's a, you know, that's a puke factor.
Thanks. David Crosby. David
Crosby. Speaking of livers.
David Crosby is stupid. Yes.
He's got a new one.
David Crosby has a monkey liver, I believe a chimpanzee heart, mm-hmm. an orangutan, a prostate.
Wow. All sorts of primates inside of him.
And he knocked up Melissa Etheridge and is the dad of her kid, allegedly.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think any of his problems were genetic. I think they were all basically lifestyle.
He brought them on himself.
Okay, so the doughy member, I love it they refer to him that way. The doughy member, and he has Marcel's foot as well. David Crosby, the doughy David Crosby. Here's how stupid.
What, the doughy member of Crosby, Stills, and Nash? What, it's like Stephen Stills is a Chippendale?
Compared to David Crosby, I'd have to say yeah.
Okay.
And Neil Young, I saw him on something over the weekend. He still looks like Neil Young.
Yeah, you know
what I mean?
With those sideburns.
Still hagged out. David Crosby is 62. He's doing a gig or something, and he's at a DoubleTree Guest Suites Hotel.
Okay.
And he checks out. And
he dies?
No, no. He leaves the hotel.
He's fine.
And he forgets his bag. Forgets the bag of luggage.
What was her name?
So he calls the hotel, and he says, "Hey, dudes, I left some luggage there." And they said, "Well, describe the luggage, please." And as it turns out, he left the piece of luggage there, and he called, and when he discussed the fact that it was a green canvas bag that had all these special notes on it, he got in trouble because they found marijuana, a 45, ooh, that would be a gun, ammunition, two knives, and a suitcase full of liver and onions.
Now, that's not the kind of bag you want to leave behind.
He had all the other stuff. He had weed, he had a gun, he had ammo, and he had two knives. Now, wouldn't you think, if you're David Crosby, if you're anybody, mm-hmm. if you got your weed, your gun, your ammo, and your knives, and you leave the hotel without it, you say, well, maybe that's one that's just going to have to stay there.
No.
You don't
right.
You don't call the hotel up and go, you know, I don't hear you unless you knock.
Take that bag with you.
Can you think of anything more dangerous and frightening than a rock and roller with a knife?
No. I mean, you know, so he's still messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, but the knives are weird.
But he's looking after that liver.
Mike, good news for you. Ted Williams' son has become Teddy Graveyard.
Yeah, Ted Williams is 35 years old, I think.
The guy that was the main guy saying, freeze dad.
Yeah.
That guy is dead.
Uh-huh. Had leukemia.
Yes. Good. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, let's hear it first. How about leukemia doing the job on that Ted Williams guy?
Wow. Said he spent the last few months of his life still fighting.
Ted Williams' son, dead of leukemia. Arnold, who was saving California. The Buzz had this on the news last week about him doing the thing with the magazine.
Right.
The Muscle magazine.
Muscle and Fitness.
Right.
Well, now there's more. This past weekend, he was at Arnold's Fitness Weekend, which is something that has been held in Columbus, Ohio, mm-hmm. since 1989.
Hi, welcome to my fitness weekend.
So, even though he's governor, uh-huh. he could not turn his back on all of these muscle heads.
No.
Friday night, he arrived in Columbus, Ohio. Your tax dollars at work. Motorcade of dark sedans, unmarked police cars, a lot of police cars with flashing lights, security details. Mm-hmm. They slip him in the side entrance, and he says, "There's concern. I was not coming to California. Coming to
Ohio,
Columbus," and he called it
Columbus. Mm-hmm. I would not come to Columbus because of California.
California. No, I will do that. I will shirk my responsibilities to the state.
Sure. But 80,000 people gathered at the weekend event, which they call the Arnold.
Yes.
He's been doing it so long, it's called...
The Arnold?
The Arnold. What are you doing this weekend? We're going to the Arnold.
You gotta call it the moron.
Boy, I says, yeah.
Nice to see all my fans. It's so great to be here and things. It's great stuff.
It's the governor of California.
Yeah,
that's
I'm ducking out again.
Okay.
And I'm taking another job because it's just boring to be the governor.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't get a chance to go see Starsky and Hutch this weekend. I do want to see it. So I did pretty good numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is still Christ. Jesus Christ, is he a star?
Yes.
Man, can I say something? Jesus Christ, superstar.
Absolutely.
But... I mean, Jesus is doing huge box office, Rob. Yeah. Right? He's number one again this weekend.
Yes, he was.
Starsky and Hutch was number two, although it opened with close to, I think, $30 million.
Tough to compete against The Passion of the Christ.
Here is the information on Snoop Dogg.
Oh, good.
Now, he's in the movie, and he plays Huggy Bear.
He's Huggy Bear,
and for some reason...
He is as hot as they can possibly be.
This is what I truly don't get this, that disc jockeys are still being... persecuted. You know, you got the FCC going after disc jockeys. You got Congress going after baseball players for taking steroids. As we've talked about ad nauseum, all the things going on in this country. This is what they're focusing on. However, somehow in all of this, Snoop Dogg has ended up being as wholesome as Barney the Dinosaur.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Snoop Dogg,
wow.
who is a noted drug lover and also a pornographer.
For shizzle.
Gone legit.
You know, and incidentally.
Well, he doesn't do that anymore, right? He doesn't smoke marijuana anymore.
That's what
right.
he says.
Well, that's what he says.
But his pornos are pretty well done.
Mm-hmm.
But still, he's Snoop,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But he's for shizzle because he's so... He's so... popular shizzle.
Yes.
That he's now main shizzle. He's
right.
now main street shizzle. He used to be.
He's main stizzle.
Thank you, Mike.
Right.
Thank you.
He's main stizzle.
Finally, you speak dog.
He's a super stizzle.
So, they've got the Starsky and Hutch movie.
Right.
And because he's got this part, he's going to do a free concert.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an Anheuser-Busch concert.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're, you know, everything in the movie now is, you know, if you have a shot in the movie...
He loves the draft bizzle.
If you have a shot in the movie of a kind of beer, they've paid for that product placement.
Right,
which
right.
means they get a concert. Well, who says that he's not the same guy that he always was, even with all this main shizzle, with making him mainstream? He's going to do this concert for Anheuser-Busch.
Mm-hmm.
At the last minute, he says, wait a minute, hold on. Hold on, dog. I don't do nothing for free.
Mm.
And they say, well, we're not doing it. You're not doing this for free. You're promoting the movie, and we're paying you your standard talent fee on top of this.
Mm-hmm.
To which Snoop says, yo, 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 now my price is double. So the people at the party, the people at the beer company,
right.
they, instead of just saying, hey, listen, go scratch, you know, get out of here. They come back to him and they say, all right, we'll double your price and we'll give you two diamond watches.
Wow.
Oh. He said, go F yourself.
Wow.
And he walked away. For shizzle, he's really not so main shizzle. He's still the same guy.
Yeah.
He's
still...
They're dressing him up.
He's still a rizzle.
They're trying to make him...
be know, rebel.
Right. Popular... pop fizzle,
mm-hmm.
but he's still got his street fizzle.
Absolutely.
Credizzle going.
That's good.
So that's nice that all the Budweiser people were there and they're saying, oh, all the white people go, oh, Snoop, it's so nice that you have really stopped all of this gangster stuff. You are marvelous, marvelous. Now, go sing your songs for us, you crazy Negro. And then he says, yo, that's double the price. Oh, yes, Mr. Black Man, yes, we love you so. And here are two diamond watches. Look, shiny diamond watches.
Go fizzle yourself.
Right. Danny DeVito, Mike, I know you love hearing about Danny DeVito. Oh, do we have a tribute to my man? I said it earlier. He's not box office poison.
Not at all. Most popular star in the country.
Yeah. He's guaranteed now. He's going to be doing the next movie with Drew Barrymore.
Jesus is box office.
Jesus Christ is the new Adam Sandler.
Yes.
He's the new Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
He's the new Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
He's the new De Niro, Pacino. You roll them all into one. He's the biggest movie star in America.
It's fantastic.
You've read the book. Now see the movie. America loves Jesus.
He's a superstar.
Yeah. Danny DeVito. Why is it celebrities get caught doing this?
I don't know.
That he goes into a store, Victoria's Secret, and he wants to buy stuff for his dog wife, you know, Rhea Perlman.
The lovely Rhea.
And
they've been together a long time.
They have, and that's a marriage. You look at them, and you can understand why they're with each other.
Sure, and why they weren't in Lord of the Rings is beyond me.
They're both short and ugly, but they're talented.
Right. Yeah.
Most people think that they're in love. But Danny DeVito, because he is Danny DeVito...
I think if you shave Rhea Perlman's head and, you know, get her to say, "My precious," you wouldn't have to spend all that computer money.
She could be in... I mean, if you can't limit yourself to Lord of the Rings.
Well, she thought she'd be great with a shaved head.
She could be in Star Wars Episode 2.
Yeah, absolutely.
She could be in Attack of the Clones.
Mm-hmm. But really, if you really want to go, whatever that character is, and I'm not a big Lord of the Rings, Golem. I just know that... What is it?
Isn't it Golem?
Golem.
But good luck finding anything that'll cut that hair.
But of course, you probably have to go with a...
You probably have to wait for the natural occurrence, like with Mama Soprano. Wait for all of Rhea Perlman's hair to fall.
But I think it would be perfectly acceptable. It wouldn't be... I think you could keep your PG-13 rating.
Sure.
You know.
There you go. Oh, we have the sound of that. Ms. Perlman, we're going to just take a little bit of... Hold on, Ms. Perlman.
There you go. Cut that hair off.
So Danny DeVito, because he can't go anywhere because he's Danny DeVito.
Right.
And he's little and everybody sees him. He goes into Victoria's Secret and he wants to see sexy lingerie in red.
Mm-hmm.
He then looks at a red bustier with matching panties, a red black bra with a matching thong.
Yuck. Yeah.
And a red and white baby doll teddy. And a red and black boa, and Danny said, "I love them all," and ended up buying Rhea Perlman over $1,000 worth of very nasty underwear at Victoria's Secret. Let me just
say, that's a little disturbing.
Dude, do it online.
Yeah. Do it online.
Don't go into the store where people are going to see you buying clothes for your Lord of the Rings wife.
And a lovely red bag for her head.
And, Donald Trump, and someday we will do that contest, the Donald Trump haircut contest.
Oh, good.
The Apprentice is on. Everybody seems to be loving it.
Yeah.
They've already confirmed they're going to do Apprentice 2. Now Donald Trump says, "Hey, I'm loving it so much, I have already signed up for The Apprentice 3.
Yeah, okay. He's digging it.
Sure.
He's kind of rubbing Les Moonves' nose in it, so I think he'll do it for as long as it's on.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look who's here. It's Mr. Clean with a giant bargain offer. 13 cents off on every giant bottle. 13 cents off. Just like getting two big jobs of Mr. Clean cleaning free. He'll clean up a whole bathroom full of grime like this, free. Watch Mr. Clean just swish it away. Then, he'll clean a whole floor full of dirt like this, free. He'll make it sparkle faster and easier without rinsing. Yes, wherever, whatever you clean, now's the time to get Mr. Clean himself.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and slime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's finished. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Now, while this offer lasts, get free cleaning jobs, save 13 cents on every giant bottle.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Save 13 cents on Mr. Clean. Bethann, do you even know why that's funny?
Because you save 13 cents on. Why is it funny?
Because in a survey we covered some years ago, more people recognize Mr. Clean than Vice President Gore. So ever since then, the Don and Mike Show, when we want to say someone is stupid, we just say, "Mr. Clean!" We save 13 cents on Mr. Clean.
Someday, perhaps a fine sponsor. Okay, moving on with the best of Don and Mike. Just filling time, folks. Don and Mike's tearful reunion with Ken Hakuta. You know who he is. He's Dr. Fad. I think you'll enjoy some really awkward moments coming up on the best of Don and Mike.
Time now, though, for Name That Not-So-Famous Asian.
Not-So-Famous. You're confusing me.
Let me rephrase it, Mike. Time for Not Famous at All Asian.
Oh.
However, memorable. Buzz, you want to play?
Sure.
This is like the other games.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask this person, the mystery Asian, you can ask this not-so-famous Asian anything except his or her name and exactly what they do for a living.
All right.
I'll give you 20 questions. Sign in, or just say hello, not-so-famous Asian.
Hello, how are you?
Mike, go ahead.
Not-so-famous Asian.
And yeah, guys, listen, you can also call at 800-636-1067 from Canada, from the United States. Shame on me, it's always United States first.
Yes.
877-365-3636. Mike.
Not-so-famous Asian, have you ever been on this show before?
Yes.
Buzz.
Ah, not-so-famous Asian, were you an intern with this show?
No.
No, it's not Nick Joe.
So it's not Nick Joe, which is my first guess.
Had to ask. Buzz and Mike.
Not so famous Asian, have you ever been on television?
Yes.
Yes, to Buzz.
Not so famous Asian, do you prefer fat chicks?
No.
No, okay. I know who you're thinking
of. Who is that?
But you wouldn't know that.
That was our old, remember the guy, the Asian guy?
Yeah, who was the guy? Did we have a name for him?
Forgotten his name.
John Kim.
John Kim,
that's
John
right.
John Kim Show.
John Kim.
Right.
Not so famous Asian, you say you've been on television. Would you be on national television or local television?
Both.
Both. Buzz.
Not so famous Asian, have you been on a reality TV show?
Reality? No.
No. Mike, one more, and then we're going to open up
Not-so-famous
our listeners play.
Then I'll give you some better hints, yeah.
Not-so-famous Asian, you wouldn't be the guy that was that went out for American Idol, would you?
No, good guess, Mike.
The answer is no.
That guy, incidentally, John Hung, or what's his name, Robbie?
William Hung.
He would qualify as a famous Asian.
Asian. Okay, well.
I can't go shebang that bad. No.
But not so famous Asian is talking a blue streak.
Not so famous Asian, have you starred in a TV commercial?
No.
He has not.
All right,
let's go to the telephones.
Yeah, very good.
You guys are stumped?
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember the setup. Not so famous Asian.
And then you said not famous at all. And then the Asian said television.
He has some notoriety. You'll understand when you figure out who it is.
Sure.
Hello, here's Jay in Kansas. Jay, go ahead. Let's play Name That Not So Famous Asian.
Is it Margaret Chow?
No, it's not Margaret.
And it's Margaret Cho, not Margaret Chow.
Do I sound like a woman?
And you got to ask a question.
Is the phone connection that bad?
Hello, Alan. Welcome to Not So Famous Asian. Ask a question.
Okay, is it Rupert from the Hello Deli?
I may wish I were, but I'm not.
How come people don't understand the concept of you have to ask a question?
Even if you have a guess, ask a question first.
Yeah.
And then go ahead with your
guess. The next person to simply guess will be yelled at.
And let me also say, remember, the name of the game is Name That Not-So-Famous Asian.
Right.
I would say, no offense to our Asian guest, Rupert G.
More famous?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Yeah. Not in my show, Stephen.
Any offense taken?
Stephen.
Would it happen to be Donger?
Hey, all right. What have we just said? All right, you have to at least ask a fake question.
Right.
Ask the guy a question.
Play the game.
What's wrong with people? I don't care if you say, is your favorite color blue? And the guy says yes. Then you say, you know, is it whoever?
Right.
Okay. Kirk. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Has he worn a lab coat?
Have you worn a lab coat?
Have I worn a lab coat?
That's three times now we've had the question asked.
I have worn a lab coat.
Answer is yes.
Mm.
Is it the famous Dr. Fad Ken Hakuta?
Wow!
Wow!
What? Oh, long time.
Winner.
long
time. Mike, how could you not remember me?
I totally remember you, Dr. Fat. I remember your wall walkers.
You know what I've done with you? We went to the 7-Eleven on a shopping spree.
Right.
And I was on your, way back then, with both of you, Don and Mike, I was on your TV show.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, my
TV show?
God, I that, feel so embarrassed
not
that
so
I remember.
That famous Asian is Ken Hakuda.
He is
I won?
Yes, he's known as Dr. Fad.
Dr. Fad.
He markets fads.
That's
amazing. You've been pivotal in many little events of my life, like, you know, when I was a 60 Minutes, you were the first ones to have me on air.
There was this guy, if you are a longtime listener of our show, Dr. Fad, and I'm going back, the day was on our show, he invented this thing called the wall walker, which looks like an octopus.
Oh, yeah.
Made out of plastic.
I remember that.
You whip it against the wall.
And it walks down the wall.
Those are fun.
And Dr. Fad, didn't you make like $1 million on that?
Many millions, yeah.
Wow.
And you, now hold on.
Which is how I have not worked for many years.
Our winner, Kirk, where are you from?
Stafford.
So, Kirk, had you heard him on our old morning zoo show?
I have actually seen Dr. Fad's show back when I was about 10 years old. I had wacky wall walkers.
There you go.
I tell you what, it was my very first guest. The very second he said hi, I said, that's Ken Hakuta.
And wow. Back in the day.
Thank you.
Dr. Fad, didn't you even turn that into a network TV show for a while?
Yes, that's right. There was a Dr. Fad show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a kid's invention show. And it may get resurrected. You know how things come back. My wall walker, let me tell you a funny story. My wall walker, the wacky wall walker,
right,
has been inducted, talk about wacky, into the Smithsonian's collection of popular American culture.
Wow.
What the hell, man?
Next to Silly.
King's in the house!
Congratulations, Ken.
Thanks to Mr. Rogers' sweater. No, seriously, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Let me tell Kirk, the guy who figured out who you were, Kirk. We have a good prize for you, the Sopranos prize pack. And here's why you're going to like this. Both Mike and I got one of these. You get that nice robe. That nice.
Have you tried yours yet?
No, mine's still sitting on the desk.
I brought mine home and I tried it, and it's great. One size fits all. It's fantastic.
Saying you got to be a little slimmer to get into it?
No, it's actually a good one. It's actually very, very good.
It looks like a fancy one you're getting a hotel.
It's got the Sopranos logo.
Cool. And other stuff. Don't forget the highly anticipated, no S Sherlock, season premiere of The Sopranos. Let me just say, finally, Sunday night at 9, 8 Central, only on HBO.
One size fits some.
Kirk, you've won that for figuring out who that not-so-famous Asian is. Thank you for listening. Hold on. So, Dr. Fad, you made your millions on the wall walkers. You had your Saturday morning kids show.
What else besides wall walkers, Ken?
Where are you now?
What am I doing now, huh?
Yes, where are they now? Where are you now?
All kinds of things. You know, I'm still looking for the best fads, you know. You know what I did? As you know, there were no good fads last holiday season, which is why FAO Schwartz, KB Toys, everybody went bankrupt, right?
Yeah.
I tried to buy FAO Schwartz from the slimy management that made it go under before.
Oh, really?
Oh, they were quite a case, you know.
Rob just went to your website, drfad.com.
Right, DRFAD, drfad.com, where you have more things about
exactly
fads than you ever want to know, yeah.
He looks exactly the same. It's a picture of him sitting Indian style with a box of Fruit Loops and and a Mickey Mouse phone.
Besides, I was going to ask you, Ken, besides the wall walkers, anything else that you were attached to?
You know, I hate to say this, but, you know, fadsters are, the rock and roll museum in Cleveland, you have a whole section of one-hit wonders, you know?
Right, that you are one-hit
wonders. Bad people are one-hit wonders.
You're the Billy...
I've never had anything. I've had a...
Billy, don't be a hero.
...thing that sold like wall walkers, you know?
Right.
Walkers, you know?
Right, okay.
That's
You're the Lombada of the fad world.
The Lombada.
Or the Macarena.
You know, all fad people, like, look, the people did the slinky. What else have they done? The pet rock... You ask him, you know, what have you done since then? And he lets out a scream, which is, you know, it's better than Howard Dean's scream. You know? By the way, the Howard Dean doll, you know, that scream.
Right. Yeah. I see.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
I think kids like Michael Jackson or something like that.
Well, you know what? What you did, Ken, is you brought the Wall Walkers in, and then after that, I think you brought some other stuff in that was not nearly as good.
Yeah, but there were crazy stuff. People always send me a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah. All right, well, bring it in sometime.
You know,
I'll do that.
I'm looking at the website, and I'd say the same thing. As I look at the website now, you're a grown man. You look happy. But I'd wonder, you know, I'd wonder, would I let my child spend any elongated time with Ken Hakuda? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying
when they let me out, I'll go visit you guys. Yeah.
I'm not saying you're Michael Jackson or anything. Anyway, here he is, everybody. The not so famous Asian
Ken Hakuda, Dr. Fad.
Wow. Mike and I will go to the 7-Eleven again.
We will. Inventor of the wacky wall walker.
You may not know, he also invented the cell phone.
Yes.
He also invented a
fire.
A post-it note.
Fire. And not Al Gore. I invented the internet, too.
Okay. And cooking oil.
Hold on. Here's a guy. This is amazing. We have an actual question for Dr. Fad.
Wow.
I don't believe this. Mark.
Yes, sir.
This is a real question?
Yes, sir, it is. I am a frequenter of flea markets and yard sales, and I have about a dozen of the wall walkers, the wacky wall walkers, and I have ceased to make them be able to work for some reason that over time they lose their ability to do so, and I wanted to find out how may I make them work again.
That is, you know what, I agree. We've had them in the office.
You wash them with soap and water and shake them dry, but if you have one of the knockoffs, they will not work again.
All right, so you can, with a real wall walker, Ken, can you bring it back to life by washing it with soap and water?
That's right. The fake ones.
Why would you want
a big splatter on your wall?
Hey, what is your?
How do I tell the real one? So it has your name on it?
The real ones have a copyright.
This radio is just too bad right now.
I got one, both of them.
Yeah, I mean,
I just
got Ken. He asked you a direct question.
I just hung up on both of them.
But I had to. Don, you had no choice. And now I remember why he was on the show 30 years ago or whatever the hell he was on.
15 years ago.
I mean, because that's what it would be. Lots of talking until you specifically would ask a question, then silence.
You know who else was on the show a lot back then? And we were thinking about him for a Where Is He Now segment.
Not Matthew Lesko.
Yeah. The guy with all the question marks. Yeah. Did you know that a family in Riverbend, New Jersey got $1 million to build a swimming pool from the government?
That's a headache.
Yeah.
It would make us suffer, but it might be worth it.
We used to have that dude on before he had his infomercial, too.
I will give Dr. Hakuda your best, and I'll invite everyone to go to his website and check out his content. You know, it might be worth it to get Matthew Lesko back on. It's a headache for us, but it might be interesting for the listeners.
I don't know.
Here's what you can do with a federal grant.
God. No thanks.
No thanks.
Whew. What's his contest, Rob? He has some contest that he wanted to plug.
Yeah, he's searching for the next great American Fad.
Yeah, right.
You can find all your information at drfad.com.
Right.
You know, and
let me just say, it's a very different fight. It's a very different site if you put a G on the end of that.
Yes.
Instead of
don't
D.
Go.
If you put a G on the end of that, you go to Dr. Fag, and it's a total different site.
Yeah, what's he doing with those wall walkers?
So there's some great toys.
They are wacky. And if we get Matthew Lesko on the show, the next step could be a little lady with white hair. You know?
Ellen Cunningham? Mike, that's the day I eat the bullet on the air. That's the day that I admit we cannot do a show.
Mm, sure.
That's the day it all falls apart. We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, hey!
Yep.
Get some of your dumb cups.
Lamp lightly, secret chimp. Dance for gender, have no fear. See the end of the call when trouble's near. Lance Link, gotta come through, everybody. It ain't just counting on you. Big and out of hell, an agent and a friend that you'll stick by your side. Like a good ape should. Oh man, Link, what you gonna do? You gotta stop.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
If you care, I know all the lyrics to the Landslot Link theme song. I know them by heart. All right. It's your old buddy Rob Spiewak here on the Best of Don and Mike, Monday edition. We've got time for another segment here, and I think you're going to enjoy this as we appeal to the literati. Joe Ardinger, I love him. He's a great guy, and he reads selections from Seabiscuit. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Get ready for another exciting edition of Joe Ardinger's Book Club.
Yeah.
Joe or Peace Theater. Now, Joe, the book you've selected today is the classic Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit, very popular book with the movie out now, and wonderful, wonderful little book.
So now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here is our friend Joe Ardinger. Welcome to Joe's Book Club. Again, Joe's selection today, Seabiscuit. And now... Here,
Joe is regretful,
is Joe.
Joe. The ding-bustiest contest you ever clapped an eye on. Lynn Howard was in one of those moods during which crazy ideas sound perfectly sensible. A bullish, handsome man with decisive eyebrows and more hair than he could find use for. Lynn had a great deal of money and a habit of having things go his way. So many things in his life had gone his way that it no longer occurred to him not to be in a festive mood.
Let's move to the next chapter, Joe. What's the next chapter?
All four of his legs are broken.
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go. And once again, you're listening to the Joe Ardinger Book Club. Today, Joe reads from Seabiscuit.
In mid-November, after 5 months in bed, Pollard emerged from Winthrop Hospital, stabbing at the ground with his crutches and swinging his legs along. He returned to the world a changed man. His body was still wasted. His face was withered and old. His career was dead. He was homeless. And because he had no insurance, he hadn't a cent left to his name.
Insurance.
The Howards asked him to come live with them at Ridgewood.
Right now I'm just picturing all over the Beltway and highways throughout this country, Ma's and Pa's pulling their carriages, their modern horseless carriages off to the side of the road, turning up the radio and saying,
"How about a story?"
And kids,
have a listen.
Listen to this. This is the story of Seabiscuit, and listen to this. Marvelous gentleman. This is better than any book on tape.
Enjoy a good read. When Pollard arrived in California, he went to Tanforan to see the racetrackers again. His appearance stunned everyone.
Right, now, Joe, we're going to break in there and ask you to go to the third chapter for the final part of the reading of Seabiscuit today. Which chapter is this, Joe?
A Long, Hard Pull.
Seabiscuit, everybody, on the Joe Ardinger Book Club.
Agnes Conlon joined Red Pollard's strange world on April 10th, 1939. Back in Willits, Doc Babcock had finally set Pollard's leg properly. And it was beginning to heal. He limped out of the hospital early spring. Babcock sent him with a stern warning. His leg would not stand the rigors of riding. If he went back to racing, he could be crippled for the rest of his life.
You know what? And this is not part of the bid, but why don't you just go to the last page of the book?
Very good.
And yeah, just read us the surprise ending. I don't think I'm ruining the movie for anybody because the book's been out there forever.
And anybody that wants it could probably turn their radios down.
The last page.
But you'd be on the morning of May 17th, 1947, Marcella met her husband at breakfast and told him his rough little horse was gone, dead of an apparent heart attack at the relatively youthful age of 14. The one-time bicycle repairman whose own heart would fail him just 3 years later was beside himself with grief. I never dreamed, he said, the old boy would go down so quickly. Someone broke the news to Pollard, who was plugging away on claimers at Suffolk Downs. His mind rolled back over all those years. It seems only yesterday, he said. Howard had the body carried to a secret site on the ranch. After Seabiscuit was buried, the old owner planted an oak sapling over him. Howard, a vigorously public man, made his last gesture to his horse a private one. He told only his son's location of the grave and let the oak stand as the only marker. Somewhere in the high country that was once Ridgewood, the tree lives on.
watching over the bones of Howard's beloved Seabiscuit.
People do judge you by the words you use. Good when job. You speak well, you command respect.
Ladies and gentlemen, there. We should just give away Kleenex, like you call our 100 after we get done.
Isn't that incredible?
That's moving. Joe Ardinger's book club, this time, Seabiscuit.
A great reading. A lot of times, they're saying grown men are crying because of this story.
That's right. Well, you can tell, and you know what? More at the movie, perhaps, because you've got the visual, but I think, as far as that dramatic reading is concerned,
that'll make you cry.
Nothing more emotional.
And he only read a small segment of it.
Yeah, imagine.
And for my money, why go to the movie now? I've lived it.
No bigger guy looking forward to going to see Seabiscuit than me.
Ruined.
I'm not going now because I feel I've gotten it.
Well, what can it do but let you down?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
After you've used your mind's eye, words of a great storyteller, what can Tobey Maguire possibly deliver that Joe Ardinger didn't, huh?
Joe is regretful.
Joe.
Beautiful job, Joe.
There he is, everybody.
Fantastic.
I'm telling you, that's a great bit. I'm telling you, that's great.
Oh, man. I just can't wait for the next reading.
Yeah. Well, you have to wait a couple of weeks.
The next dramatic reading.
We can't do this all the time, but we've got another book lined up.
More than just a horse's tail, Don, a Joe tail.
Yeah.
That's a great bit.
Remarkable. And you got to see the visual. Yeah. You have to see him actually holding the book up, struggling to actually do the best possible reading that he can.
Squinting.
I love that idiot.
Just as compelling today as it was in 1938.
Absolutely.
Reading the reviews on the back of the book. But they're applying it to Joe.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Joe. Great job as always.
Captivating, Joe.
Stay tuned. 2 or 3 weeks now. We're going to put this in our regular rotation until we get tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
Joe read that with the blistering pace of Biscuit himself and the charm of a grand legend.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, the Biscuit. Joe and the Biscuit. I hope you enjoyed that edition of Masterpiece Theater. I thought it was wonderful. Anyway, thank you for listening, everybody, to the Best of Don and Mike. We'll do it all again tomorrow with surprise segments that will amuse and delight you. I've been told we have segments tomorrow that involve callers. Also, we're doing a segment with a game.
And people. There are people.
There's people involved in these segments as well. If you can read between the lines, we haven't selected tomorrow's show yet, which really benefits you, the consumer, because we're going to pick out the best segments ever. Thank you, Beth Ann, for running the board today. You did a swell job.
Thanks.
Stay tuned for Ron and Fez on most of these CBS stations, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. I'm sorry, I'm still choked up because of the Seabiscuit thing. Don and Mike, best of tomorrow, and see you then. So long, everybody. Goodbye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.